Jesus Christ, just let me go to hell and be done with it.
You stirred him up. It's your fault.
You don't know enough about the Bible to know if you're going to hell or not. I'm going. Well, it depends on how you live your life.
I don't care.
Says that someone who emailed you, not God.
Yeah. Well, there's the traditional church and the biblical church. Make any difference? I'm sure I'll be going to the biblical hell.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Hell has got to be packed. Seriously.
That's probably the funniest and the most astute thing you've ever said at any point in time.
Mm-hmm. That's deep. That's deep, Chloe.
Yeah.
And heaven's gotta be packed.
Well, in heaven's gonna be like a Violent Femmes concert. Seriously.
Just email after email of. Well, here's what the Bible says about drinking. I don't care. I don't even know if I... Yeah, I don't even know how to say this. Ephesians?
Ephesians. Or maybe Ephesians. I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't know any to correct me on the pronunciation, so...
Do you know, Alfie?
I think Dan's right. It's Ephesians.
Okay.
But again, if you see an Ephesian walking around mad...
it's because you said it wrong.
Right. My bad.
You can read this if you want. Right. It's just the definition or what it says in the Bible about drinking.
Okay. According to Ephesians 5:18.
Mm.
This is my first scripture on radio. The sin of drunkenness here dehorted, attempting to dissuade, from is a custom or habit of voluntary excessive drinking of any strong liquor whereby the mind is disturbed and deprived of the use of reason. Though wine is only here mentioned...
That's why I didn't read all the email.
That being the usual liquor drank in the Eastern countries, yet the same holds good of any other strong liquor as of that, nor is it, my God, there's a lot of semicolons, nor is drinking wine for necessary use prohibited, nor for honest delight and lawful pleasure. Okay?
Now, that's actually in the Bible, and that almost sounds like an advisory on the side of something, or something would be my contract.
Okay, here's something interesting. We need to actually look this up. Alfie, look up Ephesians 5:18. Because according to this, it starts out, Ephesians...
What's the matter, Kenzie?
That just doesn't... The whole thing is in the Bible. That's what they're saying?
No, that's why I'm having Alfie check, because I don't think
there's no... That does not sound right at all.
No. next to 5:18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess," and then ellipses, and then in brackets, "taken from Gill's exposition of the Bible."
Gill?
Yeah. Go ahead, ask me.
Who's Gil?
I don't know.
Ephesians 5:18 is two sentences. "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
Of God?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where did this guy get all the stuff that he sent?
Well, this is, I guess, this is Gil's exposition of the Bible. So Gil is telling us how it is.
It's a reinterpreted Bible. It's one of the Bibles that was rewritten.
Like the Living Bible? The one that was translated where people could understand it.
Yeah,
it was normal speak.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'd still like to know who Gil is.
He seemed like an expert. He's using big fancy words.
It's probably Gil Gerard.
Who is that?
Alfie will Google it and he'll start laughing. But go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. So excessive drinking of it, and this voluntary and with designed and on purpose.
Tell him.
Buck Rogers.
Thank you. There you go. Look at you doing verbal yoga.
I meant hell is packed.
Let me skip down. The course of living in the sin denominates
it
a man
says
a drunkard.
It says don't get drunk.
In essence, yes. I don't know why Gil takes that much space to try
Yeah, that's
to,
several paragraphs.
But then someone who's trying to take literal definitions of the Bible is going to see it as, well, it says don't get drunk on wine. Doesn't say anything about whiskey. Doesn't say anything about beer.
What about weed?
Right. What about weed? What about heroin?
I think it's supposed to be anything that would alter your brain.
And that would make sense, but that would be the
But you're right, people. Well, look for loopholes. It's God you're going to have to deal with.
Right.
If you're lucky enough to go to the violent femmes heaven.
Where it's packed.
What? It was just a revelation on Close part. I bet hell is packed.
What happened yesterday?
I don't know.
So much. Oh, so much.
Bible discussion?
We went in so many different directions yesterday. It was confusing even to me. I've just always said anything I do that people perceive as good, I'm not doing it to get into heaven.
Right.
I'm doing it just to do it. I already know I'm going to hell. So it's not like I'm trying to do good things to get into heaven. Oh, you might be going. How dare you argue with me? I'm going into hell where the party is. Man, hell is packed. I got a better chance of getting into Spago.
It's a nice place.
Alfie, line two is what?
She's calling about drinking in the Bible.
Is her name Anna Laura?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like anal the way you typed it.
Alfie.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a comment about the whole Bible and the drinking thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the whole Ephesians reference was actually given to a group of people who were sent to do something on behalf of God. But drinking was actually really big in the Bible. And, you know, Jesus went right along with how things were.
What was she going to tell me?
Jesus turned water into wine.
I've said that before.
Yeah, that's stuff we know.
But he specifically did it.
For a party.
Exactly.
That's what I've said. I don't know if they were really kicking it and they went, oh, we're out of friends, yeah. Hey, Jesus is here.
Our lucky day.
Having to go sit in the bathtub.
Jesus!
What?
Go sit in this tub, man.
Are we out of wine again?
Yup.
Damn it.
Easy with that. You know your daddy get mad.
There was a wedding going on, and Jesus' mom said, hey, we're out of wine, son. And Jesus says, all right, mom, whatever. And then she brings water to him. All the servants bring water, and he just kind of poof, into wine.
I told you it was a party trick.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, when I'm done making wine, watch what I do out on the swimming pool. This is cool. This is my best.
Oh, God.
That man just walked across my swimming pool.
They turned it into one.
They make it sound like Jesus is making an appearance or a stand-up act.
Yeah.
We have any lepers in the crowd. Watch this.
Jesus is doing an open mic.
Hey, Jesus is here. Quick, draw my picture.
Draw my picture.
Like he's doing everything. Caricatures. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Or even like take a photo with Jesus, but they don't have cameras, so
exactly.
You gotta draw it.
Oh. Hey, quick. Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself. I'll just draw a selfie. I don't have a good feeling about today's show.
Man, I do. I'm the half full type, though.
Yeah, we've covered the water wine thing. But I think what they're saying in Ephesians
yeah.
is just like anything else, moderation. And again, if you want to list, I don't care. Well, it's just, what?
In this, though, wasn't it someone telling the Ephesians, hey.
Are you asking me?
Sort of. I'm looking at you. I'm not asking you directly because Alfie looked at it earlier and the girl called. Was someone just addressing the Ephesians saying, hey, don't be drunk with wine? Leading to another loophole, meaning, okay, they can't, but I can. I'm not Ephesian.
Yeah.
And how do you know when too much is too much? Because once you get to a certain point, you know, hey, I'm sorry, man.
Accidents happen.
You didn't tell me how much.
You didn't tell me how much fun was too much fun in order to not praise you.
Am I going to get to heaven and I got to blow?
Yeah, because some of us, you know.
As I got to heaven and then I started drinking up there, they put a boot on my cloud. You all right, Kenzie?
You're going to go sit in the purgatory tank for a while.
Better call Bubba.
Hell is packed. I mean, I appreciate the fact that people are trying to convince me. No, what you're doing is that there was a really kind email. I should have printed that. That said,
on my cloud.
I can't even start my cloud now because it's got an interlock device on.
That's okay. You can just grab someone on a neighboring cloud to blow into your story.
Then I got to take them with me. Because I got to blow into the cloud thingy every 3 miles. What? Cloud?
Just once again, adding to that list of things you talk about.
Oh, I'm trying to explain the show to somebody. What do you talk about? We talk about everything. I bet you ain't never talked about having a boot on a cloud. Yeah, I don't know that one.
So what did the kind email say?
It ended with, we're all screwed. He said, if you don't think you can get into heaven, you take care of families, animals.
Right.
Deaf animals. He goes, if you're not getting in, we're all screwed. Mm. But I didn't print it because that was just sucking my own. It was kind that he went that far with it.
It felt too autoerotic for you.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to see this.
You don't know if I have a kind heart or not. You just know what you hear on the radio. All right. But yeah, that was most of the emails. I'm sitting on the commode this morning where I normally check my email first thing. One after another. Well, here's what it says. So I think you're getting in. Well, if you're not getting in, we're all screwed. Well, if you're not getting in, I don't want to go. All right. Alfie, what is four?
He's calling about what the book of Ephesians is.
Do I care?
Not really.
That's what I kept. I just started the same reply in all emails. It's like, it doesn't matter. I know where I'm going. Don't try and convince me. Well, you know, there's the traditional. Shut up! Going to biblical hell. Leave me alone. Where it's packed. Yeah, that was it. As far as the emails go. Al, if you could just get rid of the guy on four. I don't even like seeing the word Ephesians on my call screen or software. I got Dr. Thornton's notes. He doesn't get it. Any of it.
Oh, no.
Russ, you try and get away, but they drag you back. To mornings, that is. He's a stitch. It'll be interesting to see how the show takes off and how your new audience will react. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't.
It's not a new audience.
Right.
It's supposed to recycle listeners from this station over to 1190.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody new listening over there. Because he goes on, Because, you know, with you've got this new audience. Plus, there's a lot of backstory for everyone to learn. This, it's not like we're on in L.A. where nobody knows. It's on a station that's doing well.
Right.
This is a station that 1190 doesn't show up in the ratings at all.
And hasn't for years.
Has it been like five?
5 years, according to Patrick. Coming up, zeros. 5 years strong.
Yeah, they're just waiting for the first ratings report to come out. They're looking for anything above a zero.
Yeah. I've already told Anna DeHaro, if we get a .1, we're getting T-shirts made.
Not even a full share.
Nope.
One-tenth of a share.
A one-tenth. Hey, that's a huge increase over the last 5 years.
Yeah, regardless of how much it goes up, I guarantee you, they'll start running promos.
Yes.
The fastest growing radio station in North Texas.
You're damn right.
From a zero to a 0.1.
Mm-hmm. Should have named this station the Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
Plus, there's a Thornton's notes. Plus, there's a lot of backstory for them to learn with all the running bits and characters. And it's not your style to slow down to catch them up.
Is he thinking that we've left afternoons on the Eagle and are just doing mornings on 1190?
That doesn't make any difference. He just thinks it's a brand new audience. We're on two stations now.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks, well, if people just only listen to AM, they're going to come across the station for no reason and stop and listen to your stories about cloud boots and interlock devices and Jesus sitting in a bathtub at a party. Who knows, Russ, if you're really as cavalier as you seem about the new morning. Why does that end with a question mark? Screw it. My guess is that you are, in fact, what he's saying is, I'm sincere about the show doing well on 1190.
Mm-hmm.
But he done right good.
Understood.
My guess is you are determined, in fact, rather than change what you do to accommodate a new audience, you find the irony in imaging that's... What a dildo. Missed.
So he's confused, but so does that mean he's not making salient points?
If it was a new... I don't know what he's saying.
It sounds to me like he's trying to be congratulatory.
He is. Well, what he's saying is work ethic. I'm not going to... Any radio job I've ever had, whether I made $3 an hour or $3 million an hour,
yeah,
I'm going to work the same way.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's good, but I'm going to do the best that I can. So whether it's 1190 or we were doing mornings on NOAA Weather Radio.
That's big time.
We still try and do the best that we can. Mm-hmm. Again, doesn't mean it's good.
No.
But it's a people. How many times have you ever heard anybody, we'll just use Alfie and Chloe.
Gotcha.
You ever heard them complain about their salary? The answer is no.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out, wait, are we dogpiling right now?
No.
Okay, no dogpile. No, they never do.
And so ones that have been on the show in the past or in this building that complain about their salaries that don't really have a commitment. Well, I don't make enough to do that. You know, if I was in management and I heard you say that,
ooh.
There wouldn't be any. The fire department couldn't get here quick enough.
Mm-hmm. It's important to stay grounded, no matter your, you know, how astronomical your salary is. You're right. It really should be one of those things that you should. The reason you get to a level is because you don't want to make minimum wage anymore. You don't want to have to dock hours from one week to another just to seem like a good guy to help out the budget people.
I don't know which side you're on now.
And you should work for it. And when you get to where you think you should be, you shouldn't stop working for it.
It's not a matter of working for it. Like,
and appreciating it.
If I could live on minimum wage, I would do this job for minimum wage. But that's me. Doesn't mean everybody, you know, people look at it as, well, I'll work here long enough and I'll go find a good job. Any job that you, any place you work, you should do a good job. I know this is old man talk now, but you should.
That's not old man talk. That's just solid talk.
Well, I'm just tired of people complaining about different things. If you hate it that much, just like a relationship, if we're not going in that direction, just get out. Go. Well, I can't afford to live, you know, if I quit.
Well, then shut up. Work ethic. Look it up. Dildo. Was the idiot one on line one?
He's calling with, I guess, a compliment?
What do you want, Kent?
Hey, I was just going to let you know, we think it's a great idea in 1190 because now people like me can listen to you from 3 to 5 in the afternoon and then catch the last 2 hours of the show from 9 to 11 the following morning. So we love it, boss.
That's very kind of you. You sound like Luke Bryan's brother.
Yeah.
Buddy? Yeah, he does. Hey, Kent.
Have you called before?
No, I don't think I have, but I miss you, brother.
I know, man. You need to come out hunting again.
Well, I sure will try. Thank you, brother.
Oh, my God.
Say hi to the kids.
I will. Thank you. Talk to y'all.
All right. Hey, Kent, don't forget the Luke Bryan hug.
I won't. I love hugs.
Squeeze it in, baby.
He sounds like you.
I love hugs.
It's not awkward if our heads touch because we're related.
You mean the lower ones?
Whatever.
Wow.
We hugged tight. Things get smooshed.
Sounds like a show you'd see on RFD TV. Docking with Luke Bryan. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:35. First check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Not a whole lot going on right now. Only a couple accidents out there worth talking about. Let's start off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30. Right at East Chase Parkway, road construction there has that right lane shut down. It's supposed to be cleared up here pretty soon, but that has traffic backed up back from Center Street. And also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Granbury Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Southwest Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight, a few passing clouds, a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high around 68. Right now, it's 63. The 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I got it. Another email. Shifty, who did I talk to about getting the Shifty Gears show? Can you send me the email of whoever it is I need to talk to in order for us to get more Shifty Gears?
Me?
I'm not a trucker, and I hate country music. But I think we need more from Shifty. Can't give me the email address who I need to talk to. Could you at least forward this to him? I'll start a GD petition if I have to.
How
many shows do I need to do?
I don't know. I was looking up trucker songs last night, and there's one that's like a compilation 100 best trucker songs. Man, that's a lot of
crap.
Oh my God. There's a couple good ones about Boxcar Willie, though.
I hate Boxcar Willie. Look, he's dead, isn't he?
I don't know.
He needs to be. If I did program it, I'm not doing it. I'm not even talking about it. But it would be listenable. I can't even believe I'll say these words. Listenable country music.
Wow.
I don't think I would do any new stuff. There's not much. Shut up.
Okay.
There he goes again, arguing with himself.
I was going to say, there's not much new stuff I like. I like any of it.
You're not a fan of the new bro country?
No offense. I like Luke Bryan.
Thank you.
I still don't know what he sings.
So is that what it's called, bro country? The new
That's
wave?
Over the last year, that's what they've been calling it.
What does that mean?
It's mainly songs sung by guys about basically the country party lifestyle, where it's trucks and tailgates and hot chicks and short shorts and beer.
Wow, that's new wave.
Yeah, and at least one reference to one rap group or pop artist.
Okay, that is new wave. I was being sarcastic with the other thing. Oh, it's bro country. We're thinking about getting drunk and screwing women, being sad at times. Wow. Yeah, how are people going to receive that?
But then, so now you've got this sort of, there's a shift going on in country. I saw it the other day, Kenny Chesney came out and said, "We in country music objectify women way too much."
Well, that's okay, because rap music goes at it from the other angle, so it kind of balances out. I don't listen to any of it, so I don't know if they objectify women or not. I don't see what the problem is.
It depends
on...
If
women are hot, and it's a compliment.
And that's... Part of it is the sexism going on, whereas now you've got the movement of, it's not just enough in a song for someone to sing about her legs are long and tan and go all the way up. It has to be her legs are long and tan, go all the way up to her beautiful brain because she has an IQ of at least 120 and she's also interesting and she also crochets.
Yeah, I don't think...
Men don't work that way.
They've been objectifying women since this crap started.
Now, the opposite, the retort
Conway,
for that.
Conway Twitty, tight-fitting jeans.
And the retort for that would be, just because you've done it for a long time and it's tradition, doesn't mean you should keep doing it. It's sexist.
So what do you want? Just all love songs? I love her because she's smart?
Well, man, that's going to just go right to the top of the charts.
Just if I listened to a country station and they said, "Hey, we're going to play that new one, Love Her Cause She's Smart," this station. If I wanted to live in a fantasy world, I'd go watch King of Thrones or King of Queen, whatever the damn thing is called. The King of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Okay. All right.
I mean, King of Queens is also in...
Well, it's still just a fantasy.
Right.
Love her because she's smart.
I just don't see that one resonating.
Okay.
And it's honestly just odd that for whatever reason it's happening in country music, when you're right, Russ, other genres of music have been objectifying women far longer and much, much worse.
Yeah, which way do you want to go? You want objectifying or something like from GNR? I used to love her, had to kill her.
Yeah.
Where? I guess that maybe that is a little more balanced. I killed her, but I used to love her.
Oh, well, in that case, so, yeah, well.
So I'm playing both sides.
Yeah. All right, well, we shall minimize our outrage.
I don't even know Ain't My Bitch. I don't even know what that's about. I just like the song.
I'm with
and
you.
And I like the hook. Do you have any idea what they're singing about?
Not a clue. I've been listening to that since fourth grade, and I never knew what it was actually saying until, like, 2 years ago.
So what's it saying?
No, but...
She didn't understand the words at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never really paid attention to it. I like the song.
Yeah.
But I've never... out of my way. That's the first words. That's all I know.
Out of my day?
I don't know.
That's the second part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for it, Claire? Mm-hmm. Do we not have it?
Oh, we have that.
All I know is I'm not opening up in a browser and going to YouTube because when I close them, they don't close.
And then they turn into ghost browsers.
You still can't find it? It's not under Ain't My Bitch. Why don't you just look under Metallica?
That'll help.
Dead air. Killing my show. I'm trying. Hurry up. I want to play Metallica on 1190. Find it?
I'm Metallica.
Dan, you got audio?
I do have some audio. Would you like your ears to bleed, or do you want to be inspired?
Let's go with bleeding.
Okay. You want speaking bleeding or singing bleeding? Let's go cut four. There's a pop star in China named Roland Wang.
Okay.
Female. She recently posted a weird chicken-themed music video for her song, Chick Chick.
Hey, this sounds like Tom.
Yeah, I like this.
This intro is forever, though.
I got the lyrics pulled up for Ain't My Bitch.
Can you tell what the song's about?
Sounds like he dumped a chick.
Oh, okay.
Dragging me down, why you around so useless? It ain't my fault, it ain't my call, it ain't my bitch.
Yeah. Okay, get rid of a chick. Okay, good. Got that one figured out. Let's move on to this Roland Wang thing.
Yeah.
Ha ha! Are there no lyrics? Is it just clucking?
No, there are lyrics, but this is just the clip of it. If you really want, it's on YouTube.
I'm not opening a browser.
I'm just saying.
Why is she singing about chickens? Is it just called chicken song?
It's called Chick Chick.
Okay. Why do we have this audio?
Because sometimes it's important to remember, as much as we may hate certain genres of music in this country, we don't have that.
Is this something viral on YouTube?
Yes. It's already, when I saw it, it was at 7.5 million views on YouTube. And people are wondering if this might be the next Gangnam Style. Just partly because it's so bad that it's one of those you have to show to people, and then they have to show to their friends and so forth.
Well, at least Gangnam Style. Was that in English or not? I forget.
So it was a little bit of both?
No, that was all Korean.
Oh, it was all Korean. All right.
Well, then obviously language is no barrier, so why can't a chicken song be popular?
It is already popular, but I think it's just popular not because it's catchy or a one-hit wonder. I think it's just because, hey, you guys see this.
The what?
The fox song.
I don't know what that is.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what that is.
The what does the fox say song that
what
went
is
viral.
He?
It was. I
really don't
guys.
Know what that is.
It was an absurd Swedish song, I think, from last year called What Does the Fox Say? It was just these comedians who put out this song, and it got huge. Even huge. Kiss FM was playing it at one point.
Okay, what was the answer?
This sounds like the next What Does the Fox Say?
No. What was the answer? What is it? Was it a question that went unanswered?
I think yes. So, yeah.
Was it something like a cow goes moo, a chicken goes cluck, what is a fox?
Exactly, yes.
Is that really what it's about?
That's the lyrics.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Swear.
I swear.
I have never heard this song.
You just said like a line straight from the lyrics.
She's not listening to me.
No.
I don't know it. Certainly nothing I would lie about. Oh, you know that song.
Yeah, I know you run around your house naked singing it.
How's the melody go?
I don't know. Somehow I was able to avoid it.
Well, I did. Until now. Kenzie brought it up.
Because the chick song.
I don't want to hear the thing. I got a thing song. Now this chick thing is stuck in my head. I hate it when I'm looking at porn and I got a song I can't shake.
Well, now you got this one.
Well, this one's a little bit better because I've had Merle Haggard stuck in my head for the last couple of days, and it's hard beating off to Merle. The sound bites. 7 million. How long has this been on YouTube?
Oh, not very long.
Is any of the song, did you listen to?
I listened to like the first minute.
Any of it in English?
No.
Oh. It's all, what, Japanese?
Chinese. Yeah. And the girl that's, I think it's the girl singing it in the video, she's a cute girl. Just wearing really stupid sort of tutu outfits with other dancers doing silly dances and cartoon chickens. And at one point, a cartoon goat showed up and I said, all right, I'm out.
Do you have any idea what the song's about?
Chickens.
Maybe
beyond
it's a
that,
song.
Okay. Well, you're the one that pulled the audio.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that this is what's popular right now.
If you would like to compare it, the other Spock song is in the system.
No, I've never heard this.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Oh, man. You knew that was going to irritate the piss out of me. Dan was just sitting there nodding his head, knowing that that hook was coming up.
Oh, my God.
So awesome.
I don't know which song I hate worse, more that one or the. Actually, I kind of like this one.
Who let the frog out?
The two songs are similar when they get to that hook.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that rave techno thing going on. I mean, seriously, get us in an abandoned warehouse and some lollipops and baby bottles. We're good to go.
Rave.
Is that what a rave is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some knee-high socks. Some backpacks.
They don't do ecstasy anymore?
No, they still do.
Is that still popular with you kids?
Yeah, the ecstasy is still a thing.
Do they call it that?
There's still regular ecstasy, but then now you've got what's even more popular now is Molly.
What is it short for?
MDMA, but they call it Molly.
What is it?
It's ecstasy and heroin together?
No? It's supposed to be pure MDMA.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically...
It's ecstasy.
A tab without the extra stuff in it.
No filler.
Like no speed or nothing added to it.
Yes, no filler. So pure ecstasy.
Oh, all right. Good. I don't care.
I'm explaining why. I don't.
Somebody's not learning when their mic is off. See your mic off? See the lights off?
No, I know.
Okay, let me shut up. See, sometimes I even turn my mic off. I got nothing to
say. He does. He actually does it more often than you'd think.
Any more audio?
I do. I have other things as well. Since Kinsey is here, she'll get a kick out of this. Cut three. Do you remember how old you were when you first learned to whistle?
28.
Okay. Well, this young man is probably going to be around the same age before he gets there. But he thinks it's absolutely impossible, probably because he's a toddler, so 15 months old maybe.
Spencer, can you whistle?
No, it's impossible to whistle.
Was he retarded?
No, he's still learning to speak.
Oh, that's right. You said he was one. Kids start talking at one?
Mm-hmm, they can.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at a calendar the day I started talking.
I wouldn't either. I think this kid's like year and a half.
If I had to take a quiz on kids, I'd flunk. At what age do they start walking? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Talking. When can you actually start potty training? I have no clue when any of that happens. To me, I just say five to all of it. That just seems like a good age to start everything.
Yeah. No, but he thinks that learning to whistle is impossible, so that's used quite a bit.
Spencer, can you whistle?
No, it's impossible to whistle. I cannot whistle. It's impossible to whistle.
Can I see you try?
Yeah.
Sorry, I listened to that like 10 times today.
My guess is... This kid's about 14, and he's just retarded.
He's not. He's a little kid.
Sounds like he's been a smartass going, I showed you can't whistle.
It's impossible.
They can really talk at one.
I think so.
Because he's not even, if you listen, he's not even using contractions.
Mm-mm.
I cannot.
Spencer, can you whistle?
No, it's impossible to whistle. I cannot whistle. It's impossible to whistle.
Can I see you try?
Yeah.
And when he's spraying, about halfway through, he actually looks into the lens and gives that look like, you see? Told you. It's impossible.
And this is viral? Because I got audio like this of voicemails from Chloe when he's drunk.
This is a viral thing because it's just cute. It's adorable, and people soak that stuff up.
Okay. Why did you keep listening to it over and over?
It's funny to me when you... it struck me, that's all.
It sounds like he put some effort into it.
You know? He really tries. Like, he's not like he's trying to mail it in just to make his point to his parents. He's showing them, look, I'm really going to try to do this. And I'm telling you, it's impossible.
That kid's got to be older than one.
Okay, maybe he's a year and a half.
Well, I mean, he understood everything his dad said, which means he understands all those words.
Okay.
I don't think I understood that much at one.
I probably didn't either.
How tall is he?
I didn't get any sort of perspective. If he was standing on the console, I'd say about here.
About two feet, 2.5?
Maybe not even that tall.
Alfie, you know any of this?
No, I don't.
Actually, you'd have to be at least 2 feet, yeah.
I gotta know now.
What?
How old they are when they start talking?
Well, it varies, but there's a general range that people are like, okay, yeah, now's about the time.
I know that little girls start talking before boys do. Generally.
Of course they do.
Generally. And when is that?
I'll just stop right there.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
402. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Darkin. Started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up there, back from Lemon Avenue. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. Got a stalled car blocking the left lane of the ramp there. That has traffic backed up back from Inwood Road. And in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at East Chase Parkway. Road construction there still has that right lane shut down. Traffic there is still stopped back from Collins Street. Join Chloe in the United States Marine Corps this Friday night at Trees in Dallas for the 6th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive featuring music from Nonpoint, Gemini Syndrome, and the Mad Mexicans. Bring a toy, hang with Chloe and the Marines. Tickets start at $9.71. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 43, then tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a high of 68. Right now, it's 64. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Story, I forgot to pull it. I saw on CNN's website today. Somebody stayed at a hotel. It was out of this country. I forget where it was. They didn't like it, so they gave it a bad review on like Travelocity or.
No, it was on TripAdvisor.
Was it? Did you see the story?
Yeah, I read that earlier. Yeah,
and the hotel found out that the customers had given them a bad review, so the hotel slapped them with another $153. Put it on the credit card.
Yeah, they called it a fine for a bad review on TripAdvisor. Damn. Because part of the problem is the people posted the review while they were staying in the hotel.
They only stayed one night.
Right.
They go, well, the place was an asshole. It was like $59.
Yeah.
I mean, you should get something livable, but they made it sound like it was absolute.
Yeah, they said it was when they walked in, it smelled bad, it looked bad, wallpaper was peeling off the walls, they tried to open up one of the drawers in the dresser and the front just came off.
They said, I don't even know why they stayed, they said the bed looked like it had come over on the ark. Like, I wouldn't get, if the room was that bad, you know the bed's not going to be that clean. I'm not getting in that.
Yeah, no, you're right. At that point, it really should have been, let's go somewhere else. And you go back to the front to like... We'd like our money back.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think they would get it. The hotel, motel, whatever it was, claimed that, hey, it's in all the paperwork that says if you give us a bad review, we're going to slap you with a fine. Somebody stepped in. The local.
It was like the local chamber of commerce. Basically, like the couple filed a complaint with the city, and the city basically went to the business and said, stop it. You can't do it. Give them back their money.
Do you remember where it was?
That's the one thing I don't remember. It was out of the country. I know that. No, I can't remember the exact location, but.
And I don't think it was a chain. It sounded like just they dealt with the owners, which means it was just one person owned that hotel and went, all right, screw it. First of all, we're going to turn the light off, and we're also going to slap him with another $153.
Like that amount, just $153.
Yeah. I think another one was they had complained at the front desk for all the things, including one of them was, I think, either a faucet was just leaking or it fell off. Either way, they the front desk told them, yeah, we're going to fix that in the morning.
They didn't have any hot water.
That as well. There you go.
And they call the front desk. Yeah, we're going to get that fixed in the morning. Well, we're only staying one night. Well, whose fault is that?
Mm-hmm.
And it said in the story, the hotel had known about all these problems forever. And I guess they got tired of the bad reviews.
Yeah, I got suckered into one of those things where I saw a really good deal to stay at a hotel a few months ago. And I was like, it looked nice on the inside. I was like, all right, that'll work. Then we go, see the outside. I'm like, it's not that great. Then we get inside. It's like, it looks okay, actually. It kind of matches the photos. And then you check behind the TV, and it's like, there's a bug. There's a pill I don't recognize. There's some hair. Let's not even bother to go into the bathroom.
There's a zombie sucking souls out of people's asses in the other room. But don't even go to the main bathroom because there's hieroglyphics in there. Donkey goobers.
We actually stayed that night. We were supposed to stay two nights, and then we went back and said, yeah, we're going to go somewhere else.
Man, we got a bug problem here.
It was bad because, like, on the outside, it was a hotel in Austin. So I understand it's going to be busy, and we couldn't find another hotel room that night anyway, so we had to tough it out. And all the trash either had never been collected for, like, a week, or they just decided to see how high can we stack it before it blows over.
That's a game I used to play with Mandy.
I used to play that game in college.
Except I did it with clothes. How long before she can't get in through that door?
How long did you go? Or did I guess she go?
She finally picked it up after a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I just started leaving stuff there. Clothes, shoes, tools. Didn't matter.
Tools.
I just walk in and just drop it right there in the same spot. And she didn't bother to check. So one time there's like a wrench in the washing machine.
Oh, no.
I went, now you'll start separating the clothes, won't you?
Were you doing this just to be a jerk, or are you doing it just kind of being playful, or both?
I don't know.
Do you just get caught up in the moment?
It probably started as a joke. And then
it got serious, didn't it?
Yeah. I know it started with, why do you have to leave your clothes there? All right. You and I haven't had this conversation before, so I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I leave them there because I like to. Take them off, they hit the ground wherever I take them off. Now, I hope I've cleared things up for us, and we'll never have this conversation again.
That's funny.
And then?
And then I start making clothes mountains.
And then? She called the police.
All right.
What would happen now, though, if you started to date a chick and she asked that question?
I'd go through the same thing. It's only fair to give them the rules.
Okay. I wasn't sure if even dating, at this point you would even.
If dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to make comments. If you're fortunate enough to even find out where I live, you're not going to make comments about my house. Living there, okay, you deserve to have the rules laid out. I'm trashy. I take my clothes off. They hit the ground. That's where they go. Well, why can't they go in the laundry room? Because that's not where I take them off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the laundry room's only another 8 feet. I know. Well, why do you take them off here? You hate it.
That's why I was wondering.
You can't walk another 8 feet? I can, but I'm already naked.
That's why I was wondering if you would even, at this point, if a chick just asked a question, you wouldn't even answer her. You just go, out. Get out.
That they're just visiting? Yeah, it's out.
But out.
But if
demon.
If relationship got further along and we're living together, gotcha. Then yeah, then it's the right thing to do is to tell her this is the way I live. And I'm happy with it.
Which,
especially if you're not paying for anything. Ever. You utility sponge. Let's see how many lights we can turn on all at once in the house. And she did.
She loved light.
She did. Something about floodlights and electricity and showers. Forget it. Got to fill up that big garden tub in the master bathroom.
Yeah, and that's not a normal garden tub. That's like a big ass tub. It's a little pool
for somebody that weighed maybe 105 pounds. Oh yeah, I got to fill this 80 gallon thing up just so I can sit in it and soak.
Well, but maybe she was gonna do some laps.
Now that I'm pissed off, you want to do something else?
Here's something that'll keep you maybe pissed off.
I want to start news.
Well, then let's start news.
Okay. No time check. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Are you ever going to time check again?
Well, does it matter?
No, not really.
I mean, what do you think people go, oh, well, they're doing news. I must know what time it started. Really none of your business.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. Birthdays today from Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens.
All right, it's 4:13. Jesus.
Adam Driver turns 31. Gymnast Carrie Strug is 37. Jodie Foster is 52. Meg Ryan is 53. Her lips are much younger than that. Drummer Matt Sorum is 54. Actress Allison Janney from Mom on CBS is 55. Ahmad Rashad is 65. Calvin Klein is 72. Dan Haggerty is 73. Ted Turner, 76. Dick Cavett, 78. And Larry King is 81 today. Firefighters resuscitated a 5-year-old girl after a fire in Garland Wednesday morning. Garland Fire Department spokesman Joel Harn said firefighters responded to a house fire and said they were met by a grandmother in the front yard who stated her granddaughter was still in the back bedroom. Garland Fire Department Assistant Chief Carl Cohn said a firefighter had to crawl through the girl's window to rescue her from the house. He said you have a firefighter who's 5'8" getting through a window that's 6 foot off the ground, so it took some effort. Just little legs kicking. Sorry.
Look at that scene out of Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn and Ludacris.
No. The girl was not breathing when she was removed from the house. Officials said firefighters performed CPR and were able to start her breathing again. Her family told NBC5 that she was sedated but expected to make a full recovery. No firefighters were hurt. Not even the little man, the little firefighter that could.
Mm-hmm. Yay to make light of a hero. That's what he is. He saved somebody's life.
Absolutely.
Chloe, how tall are you?
5'7".
So he's just about your height.
And in the story, he says 5'8". Anytime a guy says his height, he always pads it a bit.
That's probably 5'8 with the helmet on.
Mm-hmm. And the boots.
If you can do the job, the height doesn't really make any difference.
I know, I'm still left wondering
what it looked like.
Because someone had to give him a little boost. Like, all right, step in my hands.
Well, even with...
Because you got the equipment on as well. He's got the mask. He's got an oxygen tank, helmet, coat.
I'm 6 foot, and it would still be hard for me to get into a window that, well, it's, yeah. No, I could pull. Yeah, he should wear lifts.
Take a little firefighter trampoline. Hop right in. But in all seriousness, good job, Garland.
Nothing to say.
I know. They're going to kill us. A settlement was reached on Tuesday between Six Flags, the Texas Giant ride manufacturer.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at that.
Now's not the time. Are you getting visuals of the firefighter?
Yeah. In my head, all I can hear right now is the Benny Hill theme. I got to get in there.
All right. A settlement was reached Tuesday between Six Flags, the Texas Giant ride manufacturer, and the family of a woman killed on the ride last year. Rosie Esparza fell 75 feet after being ejected from her seat and died in July 2013. Riding the coaster, Esparza's family had sued both Six Flags and the manufacturer, Gerstlauer. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The theme park and the ride maker had been finger-pointing in recent court filings.
That's where I was going with this. As soon as they knew there was going to be a lawsuit, and both parties were going, well, they made it. Well, you didn't use it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was defective. Why'd you buy it?
Yeah. That was all their court filings, nice and succinct. So really, they could have saved everyone a lot of time, trouble, and money and just gotten together at the beginning and said, you know what? We're both going to have to pay on this. Let's just come to an agreement that will split it.
Now, who paid out? Was it only Six Flags?
The terms are not disclosed, so I think what happened is both companies had to pitch in.
Yeah, the manufacturer said, well, they didn't use the test seat that we had to see if, you know, you're too big for the ride.
Yep.
But, you know, Six Flags probably didn't. They didn't want to offend anybody. Hey, would you mind sitting in this and see if you fit?
Mm-hmm.
Just like airlines don't want to have a test seat to see if you're going to fit in that thing before you get on the plane. I'd like that.
I would, too. They have it for the overhead luggage. At least they used to.
Yeah, where you're just stuck in the box. If, mm-hmm. if it fit in that box, then it would fit overhead.
Yeah, no one does that anymore. Now it's, can you beat that bag into submission in the overhead compartment? Because if you can, it flies. I have seen people, I swear, you think they would bust out baseball bats to shove that luggage in there. And that's not meant to be a carry-on. It's got wheels.
I hate people. I hate them everywhere. And the more that I'm trapped with them, the stupider they seem to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I hate flying. If I could afford, well, I guess I could, first class. If I wasn't such a tight ass, I'd fly first class where you got plenty of room.
Yeah, but even then, you have to deal with the scourge of the poor walking through your portion of the plane.
They don't walk up there.
They do when they get on and off. Now, in the middle of the flight, they're not allowed.
I thought first class was like you get on the plane and left is first class. I've never flown first, so I don't know. I just, in movies, I've seen it to the left.
You know what? You're right. And like a really big jet, I guess that's the case. All the flights I've taken in recent years are 737s where you get on. To the left is the cockpit. To the right is everybody.
Oh.
And some of them, they have little like curtains you can.
But Dan's right. You have to watch all the people if they have to walk through first class.
And I've
That'd be great sitting in first class. Just have them walk by and go, peasant.
I swear I've seen some. You'll see like some, you know, some guy looks like he may not have showered this morning and he'll walk through first class and some lady is sitting on the aisle seat in first class. She'll start to lean towards that window and like hike the leg like, ew, he's going to come close to me.
Just make eye contact as you're sitting in first class. What's up, farmer?
Jesus.
Going back to coach? Yeah. That's going to be a good 12-hour flight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So anyway, Six Flags and Gerstlauer, yeah, they gave the Esparza family some money.
I'm just wondering. It didn't say how much. Okay. I'm just wondering who took the majority of the blame. Because both parties were adamant. And it really was. Mm-hmm. It's like, he's touched me. He's on my side of the room. Your stuff was defective. Well, you didn't use it right.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't design it right. Well, why'd you buy it? I'm just wondering how they divvied up the liability. Well, it was an overseas company.
Yeah, it's a German ride manufacturer, yeah. So you had Six Flags here and Gerstlauer from Germany. So
if Gerstlauer was smart, I'm sure Six Flags does a lot of business with him.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be a good idea for the manufacturer to eat most of it.
That would make sense. Because
if Six Flags stops buying from you, and we're not just talking about Six Flags over Texas. We're talking about the theme parks around the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not buying from you anymore. Hmm. We're going to buy from Gil.
Man, I love Gil. I love his stuff. Ever since he graduated out of that the metal sculpture stuff at the RV park.
Yeah.
And right into roller coastering. Damn.
We knew he was going to be big in rides after he wrote the Ephesians thing.
Now, President Obama is set on Thursday to outline a controversial plan to relax U.S. immigration policy and grant relief from deportation to as many as 5 million undocumented immigrants in a go-it-alone move that will deepen a partisan divide with Republicans. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republicans aren't. I'm Republican. If I voted.
If you were registered?
Anytime I voted in the past, for the most part, it's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republicans nobody wants, at least President Obama is trying something. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know if it's going to work. But ignoring it's not going to change anything. It's not going to fix anything. And John Boehner? No.
Boehner.
Boehner.
Looks like Boehner. You say it, Boehner.
John Viner. Well, I think he did the voice of the aardvark. And the Ant the aardvark.
The
comedian.
Gotcha.
Hey, Ant.
There you go. Yeah, not him.
John Boehner.
Yes.
He's already mouthing, and I don't even think he knows what President Obama's plan is.
We're
going to stop this.
Yeah, they all pretty much know that Obama's ready to use executive action and say, here, 5 million undocumented immigrants, you can stay, and here's the process to go about it, whereas Republicans, for the most part, are saying, no, they broke the law, send them back.
They broke the law, and you didn't enforce it. You didn't go after them. I mean, really, you set a bad precedent. Well, they were coming across the border. Yeah. And you wanted to blame Texas. Texas wanted Governor Perry tried to work on it for years, and the feds go, immigration is our business. Well, then do something.
The thing is Bush, that was one of his big deals when he got into office.
Bump your mic up in there.
Which
Bush?
George W. Okay. When he got into office in 2000, that was one of his big deals. I'm the Texas governor. I know what I'm doing on immigration. Let me handle this. And Republicans have stalled for 14 years now.
We've got to do something. Well, dandy.
And both sides have stalled the whole time. Because if the president really thought this was such a pressing issue, he wouldn't be doing it now. He would have done it way back when he was first elected, and he had a democratically controlled House.
You know why he's doing it now?
I know why he's doing it now.
It's an election year, isn't it?
Well, no, the election's already happened. He's doing it now because...
Well, hang on. What is this? Oh, yeah, you're right. November.
Yeah.
Well, they're also trying to garner the Hispanic vote. Latina, whatever it's called here.
Yes. He's trying to do that. And in order to get it done, he has to do it with executive action because the Republicans have said, no, we have the Senate, we have the House, we're not doing that with you.
So what are you going to do? What are the Republicans going to
– They've already – the word shutdown has already been thrown out. I've heard some say
– Shut down what?
Government.
Shut down the government over immigration?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
– We don't get our way, so we're not coming to work?
Yes. And so now
are they all three?
Yes, I think so. Yes. Because here you have a president that doesn't really seem all that willing to compromise. You have a Congress that doesn't really seem to want to compromise. So what do you get? Everyone's in damn timeout. Everyone wants to do it their way and not have any sort of give and take. Because they see if they give even an inch to the other side, they're thinking, I'm not going to be able to be reelected. So instead of doing their job, they're trying to find ways just to hang on to it.
You're going to have to just find a way to legalize or give them all work visas or something because they're not going back.
But
you can't make them go back.
But
we don't have the manpower to do it. I don't care what Mark Davis on K whatever it is, what he says. Well, you know, illegal is illegal,
and right.
Who's going to round them up? And what if they all decide we don't want to go? And they just all lay flat on the ground, just like when you're trying to take a dog to the vet. I'm sorry, you were going to make a point about
something. No, it's just that you kind of nailed it. Opponents of what they're calling amnesty are going to say, no, you don't reward the illegal behavior.
We've already been rewarding them by giving them jobs. How many times has anybody that's been opposed to illegal immigration, how many times have they ever called ICE? Hey, there are a bunch of guys working on a house, and I'll bet money they ain't legal. I bet ICE's phone number never rings. But people want to complain. They're draining our resources. Okay. See anybody that you think was illegal today? Well, that's racial profiling. Okay. Well, then how are you going to fix any of this? Well, can't we just keep ignoring it? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. The government can act like they're doing something, but really all that's happening is just ignoring it. It's the same outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you waste man hours doing nothing or you ignore it, the result is the same. And it's I've always thought that was odd about Mark Davis because we agree on most stuff.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't think they should be here. Initially, you know, when it was manageable, if you thought, okay, we need to enforce immigration, should have got a handle on it when it was manageable. But now, why is it just 5 million that President Obama's talking about? Does he only know? Does he not know about the rest?
That I don't know. I'm not sure how they're counting. I don't know what parameters they're using.
Yeah. Well, I tried to count, but they're so fast. So our guess is 5 million or so.
Yeah. It's going to be at least double that.
It was hard to get a Cabeza count.
Jesus.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Starting off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Center Avenue. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Overton. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall. Rogers got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from 183. Still in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Harry Hines. The exit there is blocked because on Harry Hines, southbound right at Raceway, got an overturned box truck. All traffic is being forced onto 35. That has traffic jacked up. Back. Yeah, hey. Hey, Luke. Okay, what's your question? No, I am not dressed like a clown right now. I'm absolutely sure I am. Oh, God.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 43. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 68. Right now, it's 64. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. Where were we? Immigration?
Mm-hmm.
When does President Obama announce his plan? Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
Supposed to be tomorrow night.
One of those address the nation type thingies.
Yeah, that most people aren't going to watch, but then we'll all complain about the next day.
Don't most networks carry it?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're going to watch it. We're binge watching things on Netflix.
What do you? We've never talked about this. What do you binge watch?
I'm trying to think. The most recently, I binge watched Mad Men. I just haven't watched the final half of the final season yet. With Walking Dead, I've binge-watched that a couple of times. When Tara, my wife, finally got in on it, I watched all the episodes over again with her, and it was fast, just one after another. And then another show, The League, that originally aired on FX, binge-watched that for a while till I got burned out on it.
What have I been stuck on recently? I told you yesterday, and I forgot. Oh, Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was up to date on most of the episodes. It's on Netflix now, mm-hmm. Not season 5, the new season.
Right, yeah, they wait to do that for the new season. They got where they give a chance for DVDs to sell.
I thought I'd seen all the episodes. Obviously, I haven't, because I've been binge-watching like season 2. And I could tell the writing has gotten better. They've gotten a little more edgy.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier episodes, it was just all standard, only time will tell. Just a lot of just overused phrases.
Trite stuff.
Of whatever those phrases are called.
Maxims?
No.
It might be maxims.
You know, like a stitch in time. Man for man.
Nantucket. Limericks? Man, I'm tired of limericks.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I think
a lot of overused phrases.
Cliche?
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Kenzie.
There was one episode, though, of... I don't know the actress's name. She's hot. She had big boobs. I'd be all over that.
Okay.
She plays Tom Selleck's daughter, Erin Reagan, I think. They're in this dark hallway. This actress, this guy grabs her, sticks a gun up to her head. Selleck walks around the corner. And the guy goes, get your hands off my daughter. Well, here's what we're going to... Shot him right in the head. No argument, nothing.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
They don't let him shoot enough. He plays a police commissioner, so he's always in a business suit. He's got his detail around him. So you know, really need to. This was just one of those moments.
Yeah, but then the reason why it was so cool is because they don't ever let him shoot anybody. And then all of a sudden they do it, and you're like, damn. That's some taken stuff right there. Coming through the door, bam, dead.
They gave him the chance. Get your hands off my daughter. Well, here's what's going to... Oh, I'm sorry. You seem distractedly dead.
You seem distracted by that extra hole in your face. Yeah, to me, that sounds like almost exactly like how the ending of Taken was. Liam Neeson busts through that final door. The guy's got his daughter with a knife at her throat. And then he starts to say, we can go. And then movie's done. End of perfection.
Although at times you do like a little dialogue. Like Nick Nolte at the end of 48 hours and another 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody holding Eddie Murphy both times?
I don't recall.
Or at least one of them.
Yeah.
You like a little dialogue. Your time's up. What are you going to do? Well, just shoot me! Eddie Murphy screaming that.
Or like Kurt Russell in Escape from L.A. Throws up his hand.
Oh, that's jacked up. Have you seen Escape from L.A.?
Not in years.
You saw New York?
Yes.
Escape from L.A. He's surrounded by these guys. He's in Los Angeles now,
mm-hmm.
which is now a maximum security prison.
Right.
Or most of California. He's surrounded by like four guys, five. Mm-hmm. He's standing there. We're going to play a game. I'm going to throw this can in the air, and when it hits the ground, everybody shoots. He throws it up in the air, and he shoots them all. Then it hits the ground, and he goes, draw.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
You would think... A sequel, the effects would have been better. It had its moments, but there were just scenes out of Escape from L.A. that, like, damn, dude. You made Escape from New York with almost no budget, no special effect. They had to, there was a city, looked like you're looking at the city through some special, we already talked about this, didn't we?
It's been a while.
There's some special scope, you know, when Kurt Russell's flying into New York.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had to build a city out of, like, boxes, cereal boxes and crap. Painted them all black and outlined them with fluorescent paint.
There you go.
That was the only way they could do it. Escape from L.A., they got Kurt Russell surfing with Peter Fonda next to the roadway, and he lands in Steve Buscemi's car.
Yeah.
I like suspension of disbelief, but, dude.
Yeah, at some point, you're just like, okay.
And the submarine scene, I thought that was turning cartoon or something.
Yeah, that was really bad graphics.
Which one had the hologram snake, Plissken?
That was L.A.
That was L.A.? Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like one better.
Sure.
But I like the can scene. I'm going to throw this can in here.
I can't believe everyone falls for that. It's kind of like in Seth MacFarlane's movie, The Million Ways to Die in the West. At the big standoff at the end, they're supposed to count to three and then draw. But the bad guy always shoots on two. Seth MacFarlane knows that, so when he says one, he shoots him. Mm-hmm. Or he can shoot on three, one, bang. That makes so much sense. Why do you care? You want the guy dead, and you're worried about decorum?
Well, you've got people around, you know, the townsfolk. They're watching. You don't want to look like a pussy in front of everybody.
Yeah, but you already
Although
know.
You're a sheep farmer. Like, why not just go ahead and shoot him?
Yeah, he already got a mouthful of
sheep piss.
Yeah, so really, who's going to judge? Especially when you know the other guy's shooting early as well.
Out of context, this sounds really gay.
Well, then let's not.
Talking about sheep piss and the other guy shooting early.
This is why it's important to always listen. Don't ever tune in the middle of this. It's going to get awkward.
Try sitting over here. All right, go ahead.
Okay. There are a few weird ways that stores trick us into buying more stuff, which, of course, it's going to be in full force over this next week because Black Friday is coming. And not just that, but, I mean, it's already pretty much started.
I don't know what these are, but people like, obviously they like sales.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like low prices all the time. They like sales. And that's what I really thought JCPenney.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
When they said, look, We're going to ditch this sales stuff. We're going to stop screwing with people. They're going to be the lowest prices we can sell this stuff for, and it's going to be that way all the time. They almost went bankrupt. I think they popped the CEO.
They did. It was within a year of him coming up with this cockamamie idea.
Whose dumbass idea was this?
And then the new CEO comes in and says, all right, back to sales. And everyone's happy.
And their stock went back. I don't know if the company is saved, but I know their stock went back up.
Yeah. To me, it's sort of like, have you ever been to Kohl's? Okay. I like Kohl's. Yeah. I like Kohl's a lot. I will tell you this. If you ever have bought something at Kohl's full price, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You can negotiate?
No, no, no. Everything is always on sale at Kohl's. The only difference is how much of a sale.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying if you go in looking for a shirt and it says normal price $50 and you pay $50, you're stupid.
Whoa.
Mainly because I think it's impossible. At the very least, that shirt it'll say 50, but then it'll say 30% off today. Next week, it might be 20. The week before, it might have been 50%.
In different racks.
Why would I pay $50 if they're going to ring it up 32 anyway?
Well, you wouldn't. I'm just saying.
Well,
it's not like
I walk into Kohl's going, I am paying full price. It's not like you have the option.
To me, their whole tactic is the whole sale thing. I don't think I've ever seen anything there that wasn't on sale.
Kenzie, where do you buy clothes?
Everywhere.
Okay.
I like shopping. Online a lot.
I'm just curious.
Zoomies, PacSun.
What's Buckle. A Zoomie?
Zoomies? Mm. It's a store.
Okay.
In the mall.
What do they sell?
Like.
Fast clothes?
How do I explain Zoomies?
Fast clothes.
Gator, surfer, border.
Stuff?
Kind of.
I don't know. It's like, it's a flexible stuff that goes over your skin. You mean clothes? Yeah.
I would guess it's kind of like the new version of Gadzooks. What Gadzooks was.
It's kind of a skater, hipster store.
That's Gadzooks.
Alfie, help me out.
That's a perfect description, Chloe.
Okay.
Do you know what Gadzooks is?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still open?
Mm-mm.
I wish.
Oh.
My childhood.
Yeah, I'm sad when they closed.
I saw a Spencer's the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they had all gone away.
No.
You made it sound like the store was just walking around in the street.
I would have been less surprised to see it walking around in the street as opposed to in the mall.
No, anytime I need something weird, odd, whatever, it's Spencer's.
I really thought they had gone away for a while. I didn't see them.
All right, so what are the four ways?
One of which we already mentioned, sales. Stores will print sale signs, and especially they will do it in red because almost always studies have shown red lettering subconsciously makes us feel more excited about a sale.
I don't know if it makes you feel more excited. It's obviously we associate it with warning, alerts, you know, emergency, fire trucks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's attention getting.
I just go. If it's on sale, I buy it. If it's something I already want, I'm buying it regardless because I don't buy that much new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not falling for their tactics. I do miss the blue light specials at Kmart.
I think they brought those back.
You could get some good deals on those.
Is Kmart still open?
Kmart is still open, but I don't think there may be one in Texas.
They still have the blue lights?
Yes.
What kind of deals?
I remember getting 75% off items, blue light special.
Alfie, it sounds like he's got a secret. He doesn't really want to say it on the air.
Yeah.
Man, you get good deals.
This is kind of like him knowing where that 24-hour Subway is and not wanting to tell any of us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Alfie knows all kinds of stuff that he won't tell us or the listeners. Mm-hmm. I saw gas for, what did I say, $1.76 or something?
Yeah, $1.64. Yeah, whatever it was. Dollar something.
Yeah. Alfie knows where it is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
No way.
It's someplace in the mid-cities. I forget. But Alfie knows.
I don't.
Yeah. Alfie knows which one is better, Ford or Chevy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he brags about that all the time.
Statistical
data is what he calls it.
PCs or Mac, he knows which one's better.
Mm-hmm.
Black people or white people, he answers that one every day.
Vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to tell him to shh, easy.
No kidding.
Look who learned how to dog pile.
Yeah. Just jumping right on top. Here she comes.
I forgot what you said when you were talking about who was better, black people or white people.
No, I haven't said. No, I didn't say anything. I don't know these things.
Alfie,
you,
you have
better
it.
Come up with an answer because people are going to call and they're going to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not going to get anything.
Anna DeHaro, who's watches over 1190.
Yes.
I don't know if she's the, I don't think she's the program director, but she's like in charge of everything that's going on over there.
Sounds to me like she's a program director.
She goes, could you stop giving out the phone number because people are calling? Why do you have the phone if?
That's what it's there for.
Yeah. Well, but you're not taking calls. So? You need to get the phone number out in case I ever decide to take calls.
Mm-hmm. Even though we're not there.
On a taped show. Anna DeHaro knows where that gas station is with $1.76 gas. 214-787-1190.
That's what you guys were talking about last night.
Yeah, she came into my studio. Can I talk to you about something? I went, this isn't going to be good, is it? I went, things doing all right on 1190? Yeah, things are fine. The phones. Yeah, what about them? They blow up when you give out the phone number. Yeah, that's, I mean, somebody's listening. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have anything to tell them. I'll make something up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's free form at that point. It's improv. See what happens.
Take a few calls.
There's no wrong answer. Where's that $1.64 gas? Oranges. Who cares?
Yeah. That gas, where is it? It's Garden Ridge in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually inside the Garden Ridge.
Yeah, and you tell them when you get there, that's what it is. That's what you're looking for, and don't take no.
They're going to look at you like you're stupid.
Right. That's all part of the process.
Banana knows anything, and I think she's normally here in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
214-787-1190.
That's right.
That other number you hear for the Eagle, don't bother that one. Unless you just want to talk to Alfie.
Oh, yeah, the 787-1971.
Yeah, that's one way if you really want to know what he thinks about black people, white people. Ford and Chevy, PC, Mac.
Coke, Pepsi.
Jesus, Satan.
Mm-hmm. Cain, Abel.
Bo and Luke. Vance and Coy.
Woo! He is controversial on that one.
I'm out of stuff.
Siegfried and Freud. Roy.
Yeah. No, go with Siegfried and Freud.
There you go.
Which one do you like better? Do you like Siegfried or Freud? I forget which one the line ate.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
502. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercut. Starting off in Fort Worth, actually, westbound I-20 right at McCart. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up back from 35W. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right at East Chase. Road construction there has finally cleared out. Traffic there's still backed up back from Collins Street. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-20 just before Dowdy Ferry. There's an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from 45. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 43. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high around 68. Right now, 64 degrees, a 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Guy, what a guy. You, phone man.
Yes.
Oh. The chick on line two, what does she want?
She's calling about something that her husband's, I guess, threatening her with.
Okay. Yes, Rachel.
Hey, so yesterday my husband was listening to the show, and he was telling me that he was going to jiggle a door handle on me, threatening to do so, and I told him I would come out and stab him and threaten and go back in there.
So I'm going to guess he didn't?
Not yet. We'll find out.
Has he ever done it before?
No, but he has knocked on the door a couple times.
Was he just jacking with you, or was he ready to go?
No, he was just screwing around with me.
Why do chicks hate that so much?
It's just annoying.
Why?
Because Well, you're focused. I don't know.
Focused.
Are you really worried that we're going to come in?
Yes. Weird.
Has it ever happened? Has a guy ever jiggled the door handle and come in?
Yes, actually.
Oh, I've never done it. I don't want to see it and I don't want to smell it. I don't like to think that my woman makes those kind of odors. Hey, is it really loud when you guys go?
I'm pretty sure it's the same sound as when you go.
I'm pretty loud. Does it sound explosive like when a guy goes?
I don't know. I guess it's pretty much the same.
Mm.
Normal.
What is it, Dan?
Rachel, have there been times where you thought, I think everyone heard that?
I guess, but I don't usually go in public bathroom.
Well, maybe if you got like people over.
Have you ever been married to anybody that came out in the bathroom?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Then, darling.
Yeah, if you don't like a guy that comes in the bathroom and tries to take a... Where's my beep? There. Yeah, between your legs. You ain't going to want to date me.
Let's do it together.
Yeah. Let's bond.
Sorry. Every time you bring that up, it reminds me of one of those Saturday Night Live spoof commercials they had back in the 90s where it was the couple's toilet. They faced opposite directions, but were right next to each other.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, they just sit right in the middle of the room as they just touched hands and then just went potty.
Mm-mm.
It was like the 69 of toilets.
I don't want to smell her stuff. I don't like thinking that women make the same smells that we do. No offense. I'm not objectifying. I just think more of you than I do men.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... After I take a grunt and I leave the bathroom, I come back in. Even I don't like smelling it because all of a sudden I've become estranged from my own odor.
you got too far away.
If you stay in there the entire time, you're okay with the stench. But if you leave and come back, all of a sudden you don't feel proprietary with it.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Thornton.
Hi.
We got your show notes for this past week.
Okay.
You know, it's not a new audience on 1190. It's people listening to the show on the Eagle that are listening on, because they didn't have any audience over there.
Oh, okay. I figured you brought more to them than were there for you.
They don't have anything. They haven't shown up in the ratings in 5 years.
Okay.
And when I say they don't show up, I don't mean, they didn't make the top 20. They didn't make anything.
They're just not on the list.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you don't even get a certificate of participation.
Okay. Well, that changes everything then.
So there's no audience to catch up.
Okay. Why did you do this?
I did. They just asked. They went, hey, do you want Kelly Kibler? You want to be mornings on 1190? No.
I'm surprised your response wasn't, what did I do?
Unless you mean recorded. Well, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
What are you going to want for the show? You don't have any money for $11.90. If they don't show up in the ratings, you can't really sell that. I don't care what kind of salespeople you got, unless you just hire a bunch of hot chicks that go out and clients. There's not anybody that's going to advertise. The only person stupid enough to advertise is Rodney.
Why you got to be like that?
I'm a dick.
Yeah. But actually, Rodney already has his own audience, so people are going to tune in to listen to him. Regardless of the station.
But at least they're doing something with it. For a while, they just went, you know, this is the... I'm surprised they didn't just put a redheaded wig on its studio at the end of the hall. That's our step, kid. We go down to the end of the hall and beat it once a week.
That's if they were to actually... I know they're not going to, but if they were to put a billboard up, that's what it should have. Like, try to a red wig on top and then talk Radio 1190.
Beating it like it ain't ours.
That's right.
So they'll be excited if they get, Dan said, you know, 1/10 of 1%.
Okay.
So if they show up with a 0.1,
They're going to party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm buying shirts.
So no one knew. This is all people just wanted to hear it again. Or maybe they can't catch it all.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole idea is to recycle. So it's not new people that we have to catch up.
Okay.
And you were right in your note. You're correct in your notes where you said it's not like you're going to catch up a new audience.
Yep.
If we really had one, I'm not telling them anything. You figure it out. Well, it's like walking in the middle of a movie. Get here on time.
It helps.
I wouldn't be able to figure this show out if I wasn't here every day. Just imagine turning it on the first time. Why are they talking about getting drunk in heaven and having a boot put on their cloud? Or interlock device?
See, you get in a lot of trouble. You start asking why questions.
Why does a host think he's going to hell? And why did that other guy in the back of the room say that he bets hell is packed?
Yeah, I think instead of overanalyzing, I think it's better to just kind of enjoy the ride and just try to, you know, it's like, yeah, you get dropped in the middle of a war zone and you just kind of figure it out as you go.
It's not that complicated. And there'll be something you'll be able to understand sooner or later. I don't know what. I don't really care.
And there we are.
Okay. So where were we?
We were talking
the
about
four things.
Yeah, the four weird ways that stores trick us into buying more stuff. We already mentioned they will print sale signs in red. They also will play songs that make you feel nostalgic. So if you're in a store's target age range, the music they play is usually inspired by songs that were popular when you were around 18, meaning covers of old songs or songs that just sound similar to stuff that was popular when you were in high school.
Okay. The problem, I wonder how they decide, like, obviously different stores, like Walmart's going to appeal to everybody. So how do you decide what music to play?
I'm not even sure if they really play music in Walmart. But I know, like, more like department stores. Like, if you go into...
Like a Dillard's.
Yeah, but even beyond that. Like, if, Russ, if you and I go into Forever 21...
What is that?
That's a young woman's clothing store.
I shop there. Why are we going there? I like to shop at plus-size gal places where the music is...
I gotta buy a dress.
I need a sarong.
All right, Forever 21, what?
It's a young woman's clothing store, so you go in there, it's going to be playing songs that, you know, like Kiss FM plays, appeal to them. It's not going to appeal to us.
I get it. I'm just wondering.
If we go into Sears, we'll probably get some AC/DC.
Yeah, you're right. It's more the mall experience where they play music.
Right.
But I've never really paid attention to it.
And also, it depends on some of the department stores around the holidays, because a lot of them are going to be playing holiday music.
Okay. So what are the devious things?
They use your sense of smell. Researchers have found we spend more time shopping if a store smells like flowers or citrus.
Oh, yeah, I need some Charmin. I'm glad this place is scented.
Mm-hmm. And finally, they have mannequins make eye contact with you. A lot of mannequins...
How do they do that?
Well, a lot of mannequins are set up so they're looking at you when you walk by, as opposed to them looking up or straight ahead and off in the distance.
Yeah, I never liked those mannequins. Mm-hmm. They look uppity, snotty, snooty.
Well, they usually have, you know, perfect figures. And
they're always standing like this. Like, I don't have time to look at you. I'm thinking about myself and my svelte figure and the fact I'm missing my left hand.
Mm-hmm. Without realizing it, you feel obligated to stop and check out what they're wearing because they're supposedly making eye contact.
Because the mannequins make eye contact.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be...
It's okay, like, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude to the mannequin.
But see, a lot of mannequins now don't have the facial features that they used to have just, I don't know, however many years ago until they started shifting. Now it's more like a blank face. But it used to be where it had hair, eyes, mouth detail.
Like a sex doll.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That mannequin's looking at me. Could you please dismount our mannequin? Not done yet. Bitch made eye contact. She wants it. This ain't none of your business. It's between her and me.
Yeah, but in the middle of the store, it's we're all involved now.
That'll make any difference. This is a family affair. Now, f*** off.
So you can't have sex with the mannequins.
Bitch never blinks.
Corporate's got a strict policy.
Well, don't make them hot. Don't make them stare at me.
There's even been, like, with mannequins in recent years, there's been talk about they don't have the proper dimensions, body dimensions. They're too skinny.
Well, it's like the mannequins are fashioned after models. And that's just our perception. We want everybody to be skinny, height, weight proportionate. I certainly don't want real-life mannequins.
Oh, Jesus.
Or mannequins that reflect real people, guys or women.
Mm. Because if you did, then the Gap would never sell anything.
All the mannequins would look like Mark Davis. Huh. Good. I'm glad they got a Mark Davis mannequin. I wonder what that Hawaiian shirt would look like on me. Along with them tan shorts and black socks and flip-flops. That's a good outfit. I love the Mark Davis collection.
It's been speaking of shopping.
I'm surprised I don't get an email from him. What did I do? What did I do?
I'm surprised, too.
We actually invited him on to promote his book. Mm-hmm. Did we already talk about this?
I can't remember if you told me about this or not. I know he had a book out.
What's the name of his book, Alfie?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I know it has something
we're not
to do
trying
with,
to be a dick about it.
Right. It has something to do with the nation patterning itself after Texas.
So you want to come on and promote it. All right. Well, let me check with management at K-Sky.
Right.
I don't know why they would tell him, hey, don't go on another station and promote your show or your book.
Yeah.
But according to Mark, they wouldn't let him come on. And I know where K-Sky is in the ratings.
They need all the help they can get.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the first. That's the first station I'm going to beat on 1190. I'm going after K-Sky. I know it's like beating up crippled kids, but you got to start at the bottom.
Still, no, it's not like beating up crippled kids. We are the crippled kids. Or 1190 is the crippled kid.
Yeah, and the Eagle were the bullies.
Yeah,
it's fun being over here.
Yeah, this is where we're. This is that part in the. This is the part in the story where we have sympathy for the young. You know, downtrodden nerd. Then we pick him up.
Toughen him up.
That's right.
That's which station?
1190's the little nerd.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Eagle's big bully. And we decide, hey, we're going to be good bully now.
So no, the Eagle's not the big bully. We're the big bully.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the clarification. That's what I meant.
I think 1190 will do okay.
Hmm?
Here's something Kibler didn't think about. Since my bonuses are based on rankings and ratings.
Right.
Well, we're already number one, so never mind. But if we show up in the ratings on 1190,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to add that to our ratings on the Eagle. I go, yo, owe me extra money. But I can't get extra because we already hit number one. If we get up, then it'll make sense.
Yes, and I think I follow you. You're right. I don't think she thought about that.
Well, I even got an email from Chuck, a band manager. Hey, you getting extra dough for being on 1190? Well, what the f*** is wrong with you? Really?
I think that's why everyone's been congratulating us. Hey, congratulations. Why?
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah.
That happened the other day, and someone said, hey, Dan, congratulations. I was like, on what?
Did I have a baby? You mean my Luke Bryan impersonation?
I was real excited.
That's actually part of what I thought they were talking about. Like, no, 1190. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there was a chick from our traffic department stopped by my studio last night when I'm cutting up the show. Hey, congratulations for morning on 1190. I went, are you being a smartass?
We all think it's a slam.
We're on in the afternoons on an FM station. For the most part, it's all talk. Oh, we're number one. Why are you congratulating me on a S station? No offense to the listeners of 1190. But you are listening to a s*** station.
And that's how we're going to deal with affiliates in the future.
Got a red wig on it.
I would like to see it do well, only because, first of all, we take pride in cutting up the show and giving it to them. We don't give them anything half-assed. And 1190 used to be a powerhouse in the 50s and 60s.
It'd be nice to bring it back.
You know what they're going to do?
What?
I shouldn't say this on the air.
But you're going to?
I have to.
Okay.
Because I just said I shouldn't say this on the air.
Right.
They're going to get the ratings up, and I bet they're going to sell it. Because you can't sell it with no ratings.
That's true.
Well, I'm not buying that. Nobody listens to it. What about now? Well, all right then.
All right. I'll give you $200 million.
Flip this station.
Next on HGTV.
You give it a year. If they get the ratings up, I'll bet hard cash they put it up for sale. They'll do the FSBO thing.
The FSBO?
For sale by owner.
There you go.
They pay no realtor. They'll just put a sign out in front of this building, whatever they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything must go. 1190. Lost our lease.
Well, Reader's Digest just asked their readers to name the weirdest Christmas gift they have ever received. Since we're talking about the shopping stuff, some of the best responses included. One person said, three identical wheels of cheese, but from three separate unconnected people.
You know what? We decided you needed wheels of cheese. You sh** way too much.
Didn't stop that.
You need to get backed up.
To me,
I never understood some of those things, especially the gift baskets with all the weird stuff, things you'd never buy if you just went to Kroger. Went, hey, I must have little funky round crackers that taste like piss. There's all the things that come in gift baskets.
They don't always.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually like those.
Oh, look, I will eat this salami because it has come with crackers and some cheap grape juice in this basket with shredded paper. It must be gourmet.
I need to get you one. It's like my dad actually sends me one every Christmas. It's a nice company. It's nice. It's good snack stuff that comes in it. I'm excited when it comes every year. I'm like,
what company is it?
Harry and David.
All right. So I don't know. I'm just thinking of the standard stuff.
I know what you're talking about, and that's like the cheap dollar store version.
No, these are like expensive gift baskets, but it's all just a bunch of like salami and cheese and different things.
Different mixed nuts and fruits.
It's like, well, obviously you want all of this and then some bottle that looks like champagne, but it's just really grape juice.
Mm.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
I never got the grape juice, but I like the box of the meats and the crackers and stuff.
I like a gift basket that had a bottle of Jim Beam and some tacos.
And you wonder why you always get that for your birthday.
Well, I like the Jack in the Box tacos.
Well, I know, but that's...
Sounds something I'd like.
Why is this a variety pack? I just want one kind of taco. But like 50 of them.
So the gift baskets, I never get. I don't understand it. What?
Pepperidge Farm does the Christmas ones.
Yeah, those are good too.
They sell them at the mall. I think that's
like
what
those?
You're talking about.
Is that what you're saying?
No, those are the ones. Well, some of those are good.
Yes.
Those aren't the ones that taste like cardboard, are they?
No, they're not.
I'm pretty sure Pepperidge is good.
Pepperidge Farm's very good, Kinsey.
Yes.
Brand names, companies, on the air.
I suck at this.
No, you're doing fine. You're saying you like it.
I know what brand it is you're trying to talk about that sucks. It's Pepperidge Farms. Isn't that the one? Yeah, bye. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, some other ones. A squishy, padded, black and white flowered toilet seat from my father-in-law. Another weird Christmas gift.
Was this like a Reddit thing?
No, but this is Reader's Digest, the original Reddit.
Okay, I just wonder who compiled all this.
Yeah.
So a puffy toilet seat?
Yes, squishy, padded, black and white flowered toilet seat.
I can't set it on it if it ain't floral.
And
I just rather go outside. I love on flowers.
It's more natural.
That's why they got me this toilet seat with flowers on it, because they see me out in the flower bed taking a shit.
They figure this is the easiest transition.
Trick them.
You tricked me. Thought you put flowers in the bathroom. This is better because it ain't got thorns.
Someone also got a receipt showing that all my overdue book fines at the library had been paid off.
Okay, that was not bad.
No.
These are not necessarily bad, just unusual.
Yes, it's the weirdest.
Okay.
A box full of lingerie from my 88-year-old grandmother with a message that she hoped it would, quote, get her a great-grandchild.
So, read it again.
Grandmother gave granddaughter, wait, yeah, grandmother gave granddaughter lingerie in hopes of getting a great-grandbaby.
Got it. I heard it backwards.
I understand. That would be really nasty.
I gave grandma this lingerie. This one's reinforced. See if you can keep your titties inside this one.
And finally, and this is my favorite gift.
You and your feral breasts. What?
Finally, a box of gravel from the driveway.
Was it supposed to symbolize something?
They didn't.
Well, I mean, they sell or sold pieces of turf from Texas Stadium before they tore it down.
Yeah, but that supposedly has meaning. Not,
well, I mean, the gravel could have been from, you know, your first house. Or,
but this says it's just a box of gravel from the driveway, I guess, of the home they currently resided. That had to be like a gift from a kid or something.
I made this. It's gravel. I made it. No, you stole it.
Mm-hmm.
What? I didn't think about a funny line for this part. I just stole gravel. Or the kid gives it to the parent. Hey, look at this gravel. Got it from the driveway. Ever hear of concrete? Did you look into it? Tight ass bastards.
Mm-hmm. Right up there with a bag of sand. Everyone's excited for that.
Got a bag of sand.
There you go.
I remember one year I got a Freddie Mercury mask.
Oh.
A dick
okay.
Mask. Mm-hmm. It was a mask from my.
Gotcha.
A Freddie Mercury. One year I got a bacon pillow.
A bacon pillow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pillow.
Okay.
Bacon.
Got it.
I don't know why you get confused with things like this. I mean, it's, to me, it's self-explanatory.
Well, it is.
Because you just had the face like, what's a bacon pillow? Well, what the f*** do you think it is? It's a pillow made out of bacon.
Well, excuse me. One sounds like a pork product. The other could be an oven that your head goes on.
Oh, I got it. Chloe, look at me. Baking.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 just before Dowdy Ferry. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back to Bonnie View. Also in Dallas, southbound 45, just after Loop 12, Ledbetter got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Illinois Avenue. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Greenville, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to the tollway. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Jupiter Road, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up all the way back from Skillman. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at McCart, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from 35W. Yeah, I can tell. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. A few clouds tonight. Overnight low of 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 68. Right now, it's 63 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Dr. Thornton, your birthday was last Wednesday. What did you get?
Well, I got a really cool bottle of vodka from you guys.
How'd you like that?
That was great, man. I drank a bunch of that when I got home.
Good man.
Yeah.
You get anything else?
Let's see. I got a gift card to Guitar Center. My sister gave me a
hand job?
No.
Man, we got to work
on a jersey that she embroidered a dragon on for me to perform in.
Well, it was his gesticulations. He goes, yeah. You know, my sister gave me a...
Sorry,
his hand up and down like this. Hand job.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was charades, you'd have nailed it.
That's a good sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, look, just momentarily, a shirt with a dragon?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a real good embroiderer, and so she made this cool shirt with a dragon that goes over the shoulder for me to perform in.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it full or is it drained?
I don't follow.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Could she make shirts for us or jackets?
I'll ask her, yeah, man.
Well, I was just thinking of Christmas gifts for my unappreciative staff.
I'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder who that staff is that doesn't appreciate anything.
I don't know. Same staff that didn't go in on Alfie's gift that cost me a few hundred dollars.
Damn it. I still owe you money.
I was going to send you an email today. All right. What do I owe for a Dr. Thornton's vodka just to see if he replied with, oh, yeah.
It's like every other morning I'm like, all right, stop by the ATM. Get Russ money.
I don't want the cash. Let it go. Alfie already knows, so you guys won't get credit even if you give me the money now.
That's right. I assumed that they didn't give you anything.
That's the way it normally goes. Like Kenzie's gift. Nobody paid for that.
That's part of why I still owe you money.
What? Well, I paid for it.
Oh.
We always say it's from everybody, but it's always me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I even tried to only thank you, and you made me thank everybody else.
Well, because at the time I was telling you that everybody chipped in on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I take my thank you back.
Sorry, Dan.
Dan, Chloe, and Alfie.
No, that's fine. You just saved me some cash.
No, I'm just kidding. Christmas is coming.
The cash isn't going to you, Kinsey. It's going to Russ.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm getting the cash. We were where? A gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just curious what Dr. Thornton got. Did you get you got a gift card for Guitar Center?
Yeah.
And a dragon shirt.
Yeah. Bottle of wine.
What kind of wine?
It was a Chilean Cabernet. I can't remember.
That's the kind the miners drink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
No, it did.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trapped in this mine. What should we drink? About Chilean. Wine.
That's what you think of every time you hear the word Chilean. Mm-hmm. You say miners.
Either that or sea bass.
What?
Huh? Chilean sea bass.
Hmm?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Thank you. What's wrong with you people? Don't you watch cooking shows?
Like chilling?
That's probably just me.
Not chilling sea bass. Hey, man, I'm a sea bass.
Whoa.
So.
Let's explore this. Yes, it's very relaxed sea bass.
Yeah.
That's why they call it chilling.
No, I meant. Chillin', like, you know, people will call children the little chillins.
No.
So Chilean wine is for minors.
Mic's off, shut up. You're starting to get into a dangerous zone.
Yeah. It's so dangerous, I'm afraid she may pull us in with her.
Just the mic's off. Let's just go with I'm just a chillin' sea bass.
You know what,
That's right. And I hold my gun sideways with my fin.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm chillin'.
That happened to me recently. Went to a nice restaurant. I thought, you know what I need? I'm really in the mood for a nice, relaxed fish.
I don't like tense fish.
Mm-mm.
Too hard to chew. I like my fish relaxed. I don't know. The sea bass. We're talking about.
From the wine?
No, it's underwater guitars. Isn't it a... sea bass.
Right now, she's watching old episodes of SpongeBob in her head right now.
I'm just trying to keep her off kilter.
Mm-hmm, it's working.
This show makes me fall down.
It's the only show that in order to listen to it, you're required to wear a helmet.
I have to wear this styrofoam helmet and a teeth guard.
Are you going to play football?
No, I have to listen to Russ's show. It gives me vertigo. And then I fall down. It's the only show I've ever listened to that made me fall down.
The good thing is after you fall down a few times, the show gets funnier. We're all funny after a good TBI.
And on the Eagle, I have to fall down twice because it's in stereo. I like it on 1190 because it's mana. It's like one channel.
Just fall down the middle.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the Eagle, left and right. Oh, no. We've resorted to audio jokes.
So say that's stereo, but you didn't hear it in stereo on 1190 because it's mono. I don't listen to 1190 because I don't want the kissing disease.
I get it.
Yeah, good. That means I'm done.
That's, yeah. Old Navy has come under fire for the higher cost of its plus-sized women's clothing. Thousands have signed an online petition because the larger sizes are only available online and cost more. For example, a plus-size pair of jeans costs $15 more than the smaller sizes. Meanwhile, all the men's...
Okay, who's... Are you shocked about that?
Well, $15 more just seems like a lot.
It is. That's part of why people started a petition.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how. I don't know what a small size is. I don't know what a big size is. I don't know how much.
I looked at the.
Think about it this way. The great big jeans.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably at least double the size.
They are.
Of the small jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So it would only be fair to be double.
The example I saw in the change.org petition. It gave a price on size 6 super skinny women's jeans. And then the price for the same style jeans, but a size like 26, $15 more.
Okay.
However, the men's jeans cost the same regardless of size. So the people signing on to this petition, they're saying it's obviously sexist and plays along with different views of men and women. Gap, which owns Old Navy, said it, which you would expect, it costs more to make the larger clothes for women because of their fabric and design.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're saying it's more difficult to...
It makes sense that it costs more if you're using more material, but if you don't, men's clothes don't cost any extra, then you got an issue.
Because there's additional design that goes into the women's jeans.
It's the same design. They're just bigger.
It's no.
Are they specifically designed for them plus-size gals?
I think they...
I'm trying to clean up my language.
I understand.
A.M.
It's the same design, but I think they have to... They're more complicated as opposed to like jeans you and I wear.
But it's the same design that the smaller jeans are.
I know, but that's what they're saying.
Possibly it's a different design for the big bitches.
You were so close.
Yeah, no. Sorry, A.M. listeners.
I think they know.
Yeah, you know if you're a big bitch. Good morning. We love the big bitches.
And they love you.
Yeah. Good morning, big bitches.
Oh, my God.
Time to get up and eat. Don't you be a good big bitch today and slop yourself.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, man. You just can't help yourself.
I'm out of control crazy.
I know it.
I told you it was going to happen. We're already on 100,000 watts. Give me another 50,000 for the show to be on. I'm a loose cannon.
You are. You're running free on this, all the extra space.
I'm like the honey badger of broadcasting.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
And Russ Martin, he don't care. Words.
Got him. 13 years. 13 years, $325 million. That is the new contract of Florida Marlins baseball player outfielder Giancarlo Stanton. If you're curious, that breaks down to an average of $25 million per season.
I almost was able to do the math.
$154,000 per game.
Wouldn't have figured that one.
More than $17,000 per inning. And that's assuming he plays every inning of every game. Of every year.
Is he worth that?
No. No one is worth that much.
Well, the Marlins gave him the money for some reason.
They did. I mean, he's a good baseball player. He's one of the brightest rising stars. He's already great. He's considered among the best.
What does he do?
He's an outfielder.
Is he a good batter?
Yes. If he wasn't, he would not be getting this much money.
Okay.
He's a good all-around player.
What do you do? I make $25 million a year to stand on the grass. Away from everybody.
Yeah.
Why are you outfielder? I stink.
So anyway, the deal also includes a clause.
Is there anybody in the NFL that makes that much money?
No.
Any
owners,
other?
Owners.
Okay. But nobody in other professional sport?
No. Baseball and basketball have the absolute richest contracts. And part of the reason why baseball has such ridiculous contracts is because it has the strongest union in all of Major League Sports.
Well, they also play more than NFL. But they're not hitting each other.
No.
So the NFL, if you're in, you know, football obviously is going to be, because contact, baseball isn't technically supposed to be contact. Sometimes it is, but it's
right. It's not considered. Ball. Yeah, it's not considered a contact sport.
All right, if he's not worth it, how do they justify the $25 million a
year? Oh, they think he is because they saw it as, well, we need to re-sign this kid. We don't want him playing for anyone else, and clearly we don't want to sign anyone else to play on our team. We'll just pay him all the money, which is weird for the Florida Marlins because they are notoriously cheap. They don't pay for anything. The year after, not even the year after, they won a World Series. Pudge Rodriguez, used to be the catcher for the Rangers for many years, he played for the Florida Marlins, won a World Series. That whole team was pretty much gone by the time the next season came around because all those players are like, hey, give me the cash. And then they said, no, bye. And those teams, those players ended up on other teams with bigger contracts making more money. So that's why this part of this is so weird as far sports-wise. Otherwise, it's just the most expensive sports deal in U.S. history.
Yeah, if they're notoriously cheap, and I'm one of the other players, all right, you're giving him $25 million a year?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to stand here. Oh, look, that ball's coming straight at me. Missed it.
That's pretty impressive.
I'll catch you next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what he does on this next play.
Yep. Missed it again. I was so close. If I just made another $2-3 million a year, I could have caught that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one, actually, this deal
could
tops.
I caught it, but I was busy scratching my balls.
This deal tops the 10-year, $292 million deal Miguel Cabrera agreed to with the Tigers in March, and the 10-year, $275 million deal that the Yankees are still giving Alex Rodriguez. And it was Alex Rodriguez that initially started all this mega money stuff when he came to the Rangers.
Do they have the same, obviously not the same amount, but do they have salary caps in baseball like they have in football? Nothing.
That's why you have figures like this. Because if... By comparison, in football, if there was no salary cap, then you'd have guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they'd be signing contracts like these.
Okay. NBA have caps?
They do. But they structure it differently on the salary cap. You can pay, if you go over it, you pay a penalty. It's like a tax. So you can go over it, but it's just going to cost you more money.
Seems like that's not fair to underprivileged owners.
Well, what happens is they redistribute that in a very communist fashion.
How so?
Let's say I'm a team that makes lots of money. I'm the Lakers. And you're a team that's a small market team like Seattle.
Seahawks?
Alfie, I know what I'm saying. I'm going with Seattle for a reason.
All right.
Is it Seahawks?
No.
Oh, hang on. Seattle. Mariners?
That's baseball.
Okay. We're talking about basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle. Basketball players?
Yes.
Seattle Globetrotters.
No.
Damn, I don't know what it is
either. Seattle.
Seahawk.
I already said Seahawk.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You suck at this game.
Jeez. Is it the Super something?
Yes.
Supersonics?
Yes.
Well, I don't get credit for it. Club gave it to me.
That's all right. So, hypothetically, if the Seattle Supersonics were still around.
We're speedy.
What's the mascot?
Something fast.
Sonic?
Supersonic. Yeah, it's a chick on roller skates. Go ahead. What is it now?
So anyway, you're a poor team. I'm a rich team. I go over the salary cap. I then pay a tax on it. That tax is redistributed with the owners, and therefore you as the poor team would get some of it.
Kind of like, who keeps breathing into their mic?
That may be me. I don't know.
Yeah, Thorne.
I didn't even see you sitting next to it. All right, so it's a redistribution of funds.
Yeah.
Like the taxes, school taxes, Robin Hood. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes it fair.
Yeah. I mean, as the owner of the team, it's up to you whether or not you want to spend like crazy or you want to be cheap, like this Florida Marlins guy decided to do.
Anybody have any idea what's wrong with Kenzie?
No.
What's the matter?
Girl on roller skates.
Oh, the mascot.
Yeah. The Marlins' payroll this past season for the entire team combined was $52.3 million, the lowest in the majors.
Alfie, the guy that's been on hold for this entire segment, what does he want?
He's calling about jacked up Christmas gifts.
Hey, Ross.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Are you on the way home or are you at work? Where are you right now?
I'm in my car on my way home.
Okay. I was just wondering what you were doing where you could sit on hold for 20 minutes. How do you enjoy our customer service?
Oh, it's amazing.
What were you calling about?
I got a gift that beats all of the gifts that Dan listed.
Okay.
I once got a fleshlight for my mom for Christmas.
A fleshlight?
Yes.
You use it in front of her?
No.
Did she even know what it was?
Oh, yeah, she knew what it was. It wasn't just me that got it. It was all the guys in my family that got it.
Oh, my God.
You all got the same one?
Not the same one. No, we all got different ones.
Oh. All right, everybody share. This is a hand-me-down.
Did you ever use it?
No. Hell no. No, I would never use that.
Were you? All right, how many times did you use this?
Yeah.
Four.
Thank you.
That's good pickup, boss.
And then I sold it at a garage sale.
Oh, yeah, it works. It's hardly used.
Only four times on Sundays.
I cleaned it out.
I tried cleaning it out.
Well,
couldn't figure out where the plug was.
Ew.
It may have some leftovers.
Ew. So nasty. A new survey by State Farm asked people if different situations make them more likely or less likely to use their cell phones behind the wheel. Situations where people...
Why would you give somebody a fleshlight? And didn't he say everybody, all the guys in the family got one?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're all ugly, can't get a date.
I don't know what they cost.
I have no idea.
And what do you say? Oh, it's Christmas morning, gonna run down. He didn't even say how old he was when his mom gave him the fleshlight. He could have been like 12.
Well, I'm hoping not. But they
you need to practice with this, and that way you'll be ready with your first woman. Mm-hmm. Just realize a real woman is a lot bigger than this just fleshlight. Think of the fleshlight as a prime cut.
Wow.
It's the best of the whole woman.
Mm-hmm. It's not the best. There are other good parts.
Okay. How come they don't sell women's brains for gifts?
That's an excellent question. That's extremely sexist. They should start doing that.
Why do you just sell the vaginal toys? Well, that's what we like. That's why we date them. I can't say that.
All right.
But it sounds like cut.
Okay.
It's still prime.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she also gave us, she gave us the fleshlight, and then she gave us a Danny Trejo urine sampler.
Ew. Why so specific to Danny Trejo?
It was just, I guess, different types of urine from Danny Trejo. It was just a sampler package.
All right.
So I could decide which one I wanted to buy. The other gift, I thought she was jacking with me. I opened it up and went, all right, with this card, you're telling me I can go to the library in Roy City as many times as I want forever. This is lifetime, a lifetime library card in Roy City. I really thought she was with me.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I already told you about the bacon pillow, yeah?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I got a little bag of shitty-shaped boogers. I got a Kim Carnes sex doll with misshaped titties.
Ew.
I got a 12-pack of pre-chewed food.
From Mama?
Yeah. She used to do that when we were kids, chewed up, spit in her mouth. Mm-hmm. It was like bird night.
Special treat.
So we didn't care if it was a cheap cut of meat because we knew she's going to chew it up first. Oh, boy, it's steak snowballing night.
Oh, boy.
Only problem
is you can't swallow it because you got to pass it on to the next person.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Dowdy Ferry. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Bonnie View, also in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Greenville. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is jacked up back from the tollway. Moving to Garland, southbound 635 right at Jupiter Road. Got a stalled vehicle there. It's now blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from Skillman. In Corinth, northbound I-35E, just before Corinth Parkway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Dallas Drive. And finally, in Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road, got a stalled vehicle at the end of the entrance ramp there. That is traffic jacked up back from Teasley Lane. Join Clo and the United States Marine Corps this Friday night at Trees in Dallas for the 6th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive featuring music from Nonpoint, Gemini Syndrome, and the Mad Mexicans. Bring a toy, hang out with Clo and the Marines. Tickets start at $9.71. All the details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Few clouds tonight, 43 for a low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 68. Right now, 59 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
One year for Christmas, I got a ticket to go see a Mesquite Rodeo Clown reunion.
Really?
Class of 83. I got a $2 gift certificate for a Jewish modeling agency.
Didn't realize they had those.
I didn't either. Mm. I got a pair of polka-dotted snow skis.
That's nice.
And a Charlie in the box wearing black socks. I think the black socks were to make it rhyme.
Gotcha.
Not really sure. The prize one was the Danny Trejo urine sampler. I still haven't gone through all them.
Oh, I bet. It takes a while, I would imagine.
It does. I'm glad it came with Ritz crackers.
Classy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, never mind.
Yeah.
I love Ritz crackers.
I know.
Man, if Danny Trejo was sitting on a Ritz cracker.
Oh, God. You can't help yourself.
Alfie, the guy on line one, going back to the fleshlights.
Yes, he is.
Yes, John.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Nothing.
Hey, well, no, I was just calling you. You were talking about those fleshlights, man. Hey, I'll tell you right now, man, they're a good investment.
How much is one?
They're about $69. Damn. But I'm telling you right now, best money you can spend.
How often do you use yours?
Well, as often as necessary.
How often do you use
it? It's not like I run home every day to grab hold of it.
Are you married?
No.
No. Girlfriend?
Yeah.
She know you have the fleshlight?
Yeah, she gets jealous of it, to be honest.
Maybe she should learn to shut up like the fleshlight.
Hey, that's the best thing about it, man. You get done with it, you just put it back in the drawer.
I apologize for calling my nasty mother, but really.
I think he knows it. I was actually kind of curious to know what it was like that first time.
Man, this...
Like, was he worried? What were the emotions?
I'm just afraid that would be where a time, if I decided to use a sex doll or a fleshlight or anything like that, I would have a stroke and be paralyzed. and they would find me with it. I just rather have them find my dead body looking at porn as opposed to, man, that's pathetic. Porn, I kind of get that. But a sex doll or a fleshlight?
That's too far for you. If you happen to die with your weenie in your hand, you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah, everybody does that.
It's just...
But not everybody is pathetic enough to have a sex doll or a fleshlight.
He likes his. So...
Well, I'm sure he does.
And I got to call into your radio show and tell him about it.
Maybe it's one of those things. That maybe if you tried it.
What?
Maybe if you tried it.
I think I've already alienated myself from relationships just by looking at porn. I don't think a fleshlight or a sex doll is going to really... Dr. Thornton? Thanks for paying attention.
I was just writing down what you said.
I don't want you to write that down. I don't think it's a good idea. I really should back off of porn and focus on maybe meeting somebody in 3D. Or look at 3D porn. I haven't decided yet.
Decisions.
But a fleshlight? No. That's... No offense to the guy that just called, but that's sad. That's pathetic.
It sounds to me like he doesn't care that you think it's pathetic. Again, according to him, he sounds really happy.
Best sex I ever had.
Yeah.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Man, it's like fried bologna with the slits cut.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know what's good. It's a fleshlight. It's like you said earlier, it's the prime cut of the woman. Ain't no arguing. Ain't no, hey, where you been? It's just pull it out, fill her up. Throw it back in the drawer.
I think you're supposed to clean it out.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think you're supposed to clean it out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think it's just got
an
endless
reservoir. Well, that makes sense. Because I was looking at my pubes the other day, and I thought I had pubic dandruff.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Okay, shun me. Shun me for that one.
You crossed the line.
Man, a whole room.
You're supposed to clean it out?
Yes. Where do you think it goes?
I just thought it magically disappeared, like there were little smurfs or leprechauns in there.
You think there's a little spooge smurfs?
I don't know if there's, you know, some kind of spooge leprechaun. They just magically take it out, or they eat it because it's magically delicious.
No.
It did get crusty. It's like screwing shredded wheat.
Oh, my God.
It's an uncomfortable show, isn't it?
Very much. Some days.
Good.
Okay. All right, so just a little while ago we mentioned Giancarlo Stanton's $325 million deal for 13 years.
What if he can't play for 13 years?
It's baseball. It's a guaranteed contract. The only difference is he has, after 6 years, he's got an opt-out clause where if he wants, he can opt out. And then he'd be a free agent to sign with another team.
But if he doesn't want to opt out,
they're
committed him for the entire contract.
Mm-hmm. If he was to fall down the stairs today and break his neck and never play baseball again, he will make $325 million.
That's obviously a huge gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's not as huge because baseball isn't considered a contact sport.
Yeah,
I understand because really the only contact sometimes may be sliding into home.
Yeah, there are some incidents where contact can occur.
Getting hit by that a-hole on that mound.
Yeah. Also, as an outfielder, he may be tracking down a fly ball someday and go head-to-head with one of his fellow outfielders and get knocked out and die.
I'm going to guess they looked at the stats and decided, okay, probably a safe bet.
Yeah.
We'll give him this cash.
I bet he has riders in his contract. He can't do a lot of dangerous sports, so he couldn't ski and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a lot
I can't have sex with a real woman no more. I have to use a fleshlight. I can't get into arguments. I can't, bye.
Good, dude.
Yeah, all right. So this is the opposite of that. Three NFL veterans were cut yesterday for whining, in essence. For example, the Cleveland Browns waived one of their running backs, Ben Tate, who'd been complaining to the team about not getting enough touches. He recently said he'd be lying if he said he was happy about sharing the role with two rookie running backs. so he got cut. The Pittsburgh Steelers released running back LeGarrette Blount, who walked.
Is the NFL like a, even if you have a contract, can they just drop you?
Yes.
No. And not pay you?
No. It depends on the contract. Now, in the NFL, players do not have guaranteed contracts. Portions of their contract can be guaranteed. So, like, when Tyron Smith of the Cowboys, when he signed his new deal, it was for like $100-something million. But that was the overall value. He got, I want to say, like $40-50 million guaranteed through bonus money that is structured throughout the deal.
The rest of it is what, if it's not guaranteed?
It's salaried money, but it's not all. Sometimes it's also roster bonuses. And then sometimes in the NFL, teams, player won't even see the end of the contract.
What good is the contract?
Well, it keeps you happy now. But maybe in 5 years, you may start to suck, and then we can cut you. And then we'll only be responsible for...
Well, then the contract only protects the team or the owners and not the player.
Yeah.
Does Clear Channel own the NFL too?
No, NFL owners. Because it's a similar thing that you just went through. It's NFL contracts are not guaranteed. They can cut you. Now, they might be responsible for a portion of your salary, but not all of it. It just depends on how you have it structured.
Yeah. No, I'm not signing a contract if it's lopsided.
On the other hand,
we can fight you at any point in time, but you're committed to work here for 3 years. What if I want to quit? Then we will see you hard. Hard? Yes. Yeah. See you. Well, why would I sign a contract? Do you want money? Yeah. But I want it guaranteed. No, I can't do that. Well, why can't you just pay me? I don't have to sign a contract. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's got to protect the company. Well, but I'm a dedicated employee. Not really. You're an a-hole. Okay, you beat me on that one.
Yeah, touche. Yeah, no, it's one of those things where you'll get a portion of your contract guaranteed in the NFL, but not all of it. So another running back.
The NFL, they have almost like a lot of radio contracts, the termination without cause clause.
In essence, yeah. They can cut you for various reasons.
They have to have a reason? I don't know how many companies have the termination without cause clause. I know I've been through it in radio. I went, no, we're taking that one out.
Right.
Because otherwise, this whole contract is useless. Love the company, going to work as hard as I can, but that whole line, that's nasty.
It makes all the other pages irrelevant.
Yeah. Why is this thing 25 pages if you've got one line that says termination without cause? And you don't owe me anything.
Mm-hmm.
At least make it with cause. They left that one in. I couldn't get that one out.
Well, that's the catch, I guess.
You're about to say why?
Steelers running back LeGarrette Blount, who walked off the field before the end of the team's win over the Tennessee Titans Monday. He was ticked off. He only got to play a few snaps. And there's talk, so he was cut. And the Carolina Panthers released their wide receiver, Jason Avant, after the team's loss on Sunday. He criticized the coaching, said he thought the team could be, quote, a little bit more aggressive. He didn't have any catches in the game, so they said bye-bye to him.
Well, they weren't popped for whining. They were just looking for reasons.
No, they were whining. They all said, I'm not getting the ball enough.
But if you're a really good player, you can say whatever you want. Do you think if I didn't have ratings, I could say what I say about this company?
No.
Do you think we could have done the Halloween special about Clear Channel and the Borg if we didn't have ratings?
They may not have heard it.
Oh, no, they heard it.
Yeah.
So they could whine if they were a really good player. Hey, get away with it.
Yes. One of the best examples I can give you, Michael Irvin. Back in his day playing, he would absolutely be on that sideline yelling at Troy Aikman, give me the ball, give me the ball. Look at my way, throw me the ball. And they were okay with it because he was good and the team was winning. Now, if he was yelling that when the team was 1-15, he'd get bounced really quick. Jay Nevelchuk would go over there and spit in his eye and tell him to shut up.
Hey, prime time, yeah? Right guy?
No.
Missed it. Never should talk sports.
You were close. Prime time's Deion Sanders.
Who was the other guy? The one you were talking about?
Michael Irvin.
Totally missed it.
Yeah, but they were teammates.
We're trying, man.
They're currently on the NFL Network together.
I had the right team.
Yep.
They're both black.
I had the right color.
See?
I just had the wrong ego.
You had the wrong, yeah.
Just to buy a house and put that, that was Dion.
That was Dion.
On the gate of his house.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yeah. Which I think went on auction today.
The house?
Yeah, the Prosper House.
Oh, I saw something on the news. I didn't realize that was his house.
Yeah. The land
why
around
it,
I think, already did.
Why not just go through a realtor?
I don't know.
Is there a starting bid? I'm not buying it.
I'm unaware. I'm sure there is, and it's maybe in your range.
What?
I said maybe in your range.
No.
You don't think so?
It's my guess it's just for that house, much land in the house.
I think they broke that up.
I bet it's probably starting around $25 million.
Could be.
That's not my range.
Okay, no, that's not.
Well, thanks for telling everybody.
A new survey by State Farm asked people if different situations make them more likely or less likely to use their cell phone while driving.
I like to use my cell phone when it's really slick and I have limited vision.
Some actually said that.
Really?
Yeah, but situations where we are less likely to use our cell phones. Icy roads, snow, fog, a school zone, rain, a construction zone, heavy traffic, and when it's dark.
That's when they're less likely to use it.
Yes.
How very generous.
Two situations where we're more likely to grab for our phones, stopped at a red light and an open highway.
I do it from time to time if it's a long light and I get there right as it turned red. I might check email, but I'll keep looking up and down, because as soon as it turns green, the phone goes back over into the passenger seat. There's no texting. There's nothing else. First of all, I drive too fast.
Right.
To be able to even think about dicking with the phone. Plus, I like to ride up on people's bumpers when they're screwing around with their phones.
Exactly. I've gotten
Or get up in their blind spot and just sit there.
Ooh, I do that too.
You can tell when they're texting.
Yeah.
It's easy during the day at night. You don't know if they're texting or they're drunk. But during the day, like, yeah, they're texting. I'm going to sit right here in the blind spot. I'm going to just wait.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And then I'm gonna use horn lots.
I do that most days, driving up the highway, and then I'll look around trying to see how many cars have people on their phone.
I wonder who's texting.
Yeah. You.
Here we go.
You.
Does anybody else do that? Because that's really, I do it, but it's a waste of our time. Why don't I just go around and get to work, wherever you're going? Why is it we have to be the texting police?
So we feel superior. I'm better than you. I'm not doing that. I'm going to live.
Dr. Thornton, is there, other than just being a dick, is there a psychological reason we feel like we need to police the streets?
I think you feel a little bit of outrage because you know it's irresponsible. You know that those people could hurt someone.
But I shouldn't do it. I chewed damp. Or not chewed me. I just pointed out. I went, you take this personally, and them being an idiot is not really a personal affront. To you, they're just being an idiot. But Dan takes it as like, they got up this morning to piss me off on the road.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like they got up to specifically piss me off. I respond to it as whatever they were doing in that moment is putting my life in jeopardy and other people's lives in jeopardy. Why do you have to do that?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be so cavalier about everything to where you feel like, you know what? I should be the person that gets in the front of the line, so I'm going to leave the back of the line to go around to the front of the line and cut off everybody else.
Because everyone thinks, the reason people do that and they're cutting line, whatever, everybody thinks they're better than everyone else. Well, you know, I'm all for gun laws. Nobody should have a gun. I can have a gun because I know what I'm doing. I can text and drive. I can drink and drive because I'm better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I certainly think I'm better than everybody else when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
But that's just the mentality with most people is I know what I'm doing regardless of whatever it is I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. The rules are for idiots, not me.
Yeah. And then the people that decide also I need to get to the front of the line by cutting everyone else off who is going a safe speed. So then they cut everyone else off and everyone else is slamming on brakes and now you're causing pileups.
Yeah. Yeah,
or you decide to, you know, you're on Beltline, and you decide to check in on Facebook. or whatever the case is. And
I'm
you cross
Beltline. Yeah, that really tells me where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
And you cross three lanes of traffic and you kill somebody because you decided that you just needed to look at something on your phone.
I must check in and tell everyone I'm on 30. All right, I know exactly where you are. Because, really, how long is I-30? 18 feet?
Yeah.
I've said it before, it's the more the phones do, the stupider we get.
Oh, God, this actually scared me. 2 days ago, I saw an ad, or maybe it was a link to a story where it said shoes that will lace themselves. And I thought, that's it. We can't. We cannot do that. We cannot be turned into the society that no longer knows how to tie our own damn shoes. It was cool in Back to the Future too, but let's just leave it at cool and let's not have everything.
Well, possibly it's just the novelty and not really the fact that, all right, kids are too stupid now to tie their shoes. I learned how to tie it. Who taught you guys?
My dad and my cousin.
Chloe?
Grandfather.
Dr. Thornton?
My mother.
Okay. Wasn't like Roosevelt or somebody?
No, there was this book that had a page that had little boat, you know, that you tied.
I learned from Mr. Peppermint.
Really?
Showed you how to tie your shoes.
That's cool.
Obviously, back in the 60s, it was like bunny ears and the nose in the middle.
How do I tie my shoes, Mr. Peppermint?
Well, Muffin. And then, you know, I learned to tie my shoes, and what do? I start wearing boots.
Well, that's because you were a rebel.
What a waste. Why didn't they have just boot tennis shoes?
They have those now. Ben Garrison wears them.
Huh?
Boot tennis shoes?
Yes.
I'm confused.
No, they're tennis shoes, but they have a high thing on them that you tie them, but they have the high things that come up like a boot.
Well, you still have to tie them.
Yes.
Those are called like work boots.
No, I'll show you a picture one day. You're gonna.
What are they actually called?
I don't remember.
Alfie, do you know what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to Google it, and he ain't using words.
Yeah, Alfie's shaking his head like he has never heard of these.
I have no clue what he's talking about.
They're just half tennis shoe, half boot, like kind of like a hybrid,
like a sneaker cowboy boot.
Yeah, you might work in Google.
Sneaker cowboy.
It's like the high tops just kept going up, but it looks like a boot.
And they look like boots. Sorta.
Sorta.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like a skeleton design?
No. It's the top part of the boot looks like a classic, kind of like your boots do.
Right.
And the bottom, it looks kind of like a high top with shoestrings.
I found them. Adidas releases cowboy boot sneaker hybrid shoe.
Yep.
Ben Garrison has those.
Yes.
I know he's going by. That's my boy Ben. By the way, I'm Alt Garrison.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just saw the photo.
My boy Ben likes to f*** goats, and he couldn't catch them in regular cowboy boots.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hell. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Munger. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Riverfront. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Into Richardson now, northbound 75 just before Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Lover's Lane. About a half hour delay through that. In Corinth, northbound I-35 just before Corinth Parkway. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up, though, all the way back from Lake Dallas Drive. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Alliance Gateway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. A few clouds in the sky tonight, 43 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68 for a high. Right now, it's 59 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alfie, what do you got?
I got all sorts of stuff. People calling about texters, cowboy boot sneakers, and one guy that has a problem with sexism and fleshlights.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here we go. Yes, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh.
Mindy? Good. Save me the time. Hi, Jim. Perfect. I just wanted to get him off the phone. I just don't like that screen with the calls, the software. I don't like it lit up with people. It's irritating. I feel pressure like I should answer the phone.
Really?
Yeah. So I just turn the screen away from me. You're not there if I don't see it.
Once Flo again,
said that Ben, what?
To say, once again, talk show that just redefines talk show.
We don't need the phones.
No, we don't. But that's also the weird thing. Every other talk show at some point will always solicit for calls. Hey, coming up next, we'll take your calls. We want to know what your text messages are.
I would have to take calls if I did the show by myself.
Yes.
But because we've got so many different perspectives, I don't really need the phones. And I'm not lazy, so I do show prep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Pugs and Kelly, who were on CBS with us, but their phones went out one day, so they had to go to Best Of because they couldn't do the show. Phones went out. What do? Home. You can't do a show just on your own wit? What? And they did. They just shut it down and went to Best Of. As if that's any better than live.
You're asking Chloe something.
Oh, he said Ben Garrison, who wears those cowboy sneakers.
Yeah.
The boot sneaker, whatever the hybrid is called. I said, well, it's not like anybody can tell because they just look like sneakers with your jeans on. And he goes, no, he wears them with shorts.
They're so messed up.
Yep.
That's like wearing cowboy boots with shorts.
Yeah.
Where does he wear these?
A little sportier than just cowboy boots, I guess, when he goes to NASCAR.
Anybody else wear the cowboy boots, sneakers, and shorts at NASCAR?
I haven't seen anybody else wear those.
So it's not like it's a thing that I didn't know about.
I don't know about
Ben's anything. The only one that's doing it.
That I've seen.
They can't tell they're cowboy sneakers unless I wear shorts.
That's true.
They just think they're normal sneakers. Now, when I'm chasing goats, I wear the jeans so they don't know. They think I'm wearing cowboy boots and I can't catch them.
There you go.
You trick them.
I guess he could always take his jeans and tuck them into those shoes.
I don't get, why does he wear those? Why not just sneakers? What is it with the cowboy hybrid thing?
I don't know. He likes them for some reason. He says they're really comfortable.
They should be. They're sneakers.
Normal sneakers are fine. I don't know why it is you need the boot part. I wear the boots just in case I need to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah.
Just boots.
Yeah.
I mean, the sneakers are more comfortable. You just feel a little more powerful with boots on.
Yeah, but you can always get an athletic insert and put it in your boot.
That's not where my... What?
Kind of like gelling?
Yeah. You just put an in...
I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else.
No. Yeah, and you're looking at me like I'm the weird one.
Just something about, plus you get the couple of inches with the heel, with the boots.
Yeah.
So, when I pass Skull in the hall, I like at least being almost her height. So at 6'2", I'm just almost, actually I'm still looking up a little bit.
Yeah. Because she's also wearing heels, and her heels are higher than your heels.
Actually, I've never looked at her shoes.
Really?
Oh, I'm not a chick.
Oh my God.
They're rocking high.
Are they, Kenzie?
Yeah.
I never look at chick shoes.
She's not that tall without them. They add at least 4, 5, maybe
feet?
Even 6 inches.
Yes. She's actually a midget.
I really feel inferior at days that I just wear tennis shoes and I walk past her. It's just odd. Okay. I'm a man. I should at least... No. I feel like a baby.
I know. I'm going to come into your studio one day and she's just going to be cradling you.
What's going on? I wore tennis shoes today. Is it breastfeeding day? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then she's going to put her lotion on your diaper rash.
So how tall do you think she is without the shoes?
She's about 5'10".
Okay. No shoes. I'm taller than she is, so.
Yeah.
I win. I didn't realize, I couldn't tell you what kind of shoes. I have no clue what women's, Kenzie, probably wearing tennis shoes.
No.
Not?
No.
What are they?
Kind of flat boots.
Boots. Okay. Not cowboy boots.
But I've seen you wear something like Keds before.
Yeah, they're not Keds, but yes.
Okay. Kenzie's one of the few chicks I've noticed. I don't know why. I guess because she ain't got great big knees. No offense.
They're pretty, though.
Your knees?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I can't help that they're
Show them
small.
Dr. Thornton. Dr. Thornton, he's a doctor.
No.
A clinical thing.
Yeah. It's quality, not quantity.
Listen to Dr. Thornton. It's a clinical thing.
That's the way he said it.
And the whole quantity, quality, no.
It's, yes.
I still think something's wrong with him.
There's nothing wrong with him.
All right. Is one of them missing a nipple?
No.
Maybe an extra one.
How many nipples you got?
Two.
On each boob?
No.
You were ready.
Yes.
Good for you.
I was prepared.
She's getting there.
Focus.
Are the nipples centered?
On each boob.
I got it.
Not on my body. Right? Yeah?
It's like one nipple is centered on one boob and the other nipple is on my knee.
Centered on
what is that on your knee? That's my left boob's nipple. I didn't want you to think I was divorced. I still think something's wrong because you won't show us.
Really?
Show somebody on the show. Show somebody.
That's normal.
You trust you trust Dr. Thornton. Show him.
No.
Show him your cuckoo then.
No. Do you think people just go around showing other people their junk?
Russ does.
Well, that's Russ.
I do.
Well, that's you.
It's normal.
No, it's not.
Dr. Thornton?
There's a whole industry about it.
Somebody was sitting on their line.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Doc. Yeah.
That is a case where it is quality. It's not quantity.
That's right.
Well, when you put it that way.
So give us a peek.
No.
What about your ass?
No.
Not even the crack?
No.
All right.
I don't know, maybe. Just to be able to say I mooned Russ Martin.
Maybe yes.
Be in a rude way.
I'd find it offensive.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Let me see it.
No.
Let me see it.
No.
Well, you don't have to show me all of it.
No.
Just the whole.
I'm not showing you anything. God. I don't show.
Show me the whole.
Oh, my God. Ew. No. No.
Okay. All right. How about you don't let me see it? You just let me see it in action.
Oh, my God.
Like behind a curtain with a flashlight.
Oh my God.
Like a silhouette?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shadow play.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. Think of it as puppets.
Damn.
That's a good name for a band.
It actually really is.
It's the name of your band, puppets. What do? We stand behind a curtain with a floodlight and we take a
and just maintain a beat.
People dance to that. We don't know we're behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm. Just doing our thing.
We got one more break?
Yes.
All right. It can wait. Go ahead, Dan. Mm-hmm. Actually, we need to go now, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my new thing. It's trying to stay on time.
All right.
Oh.
Well, if we go past 7 o'clock, we don't get credit for it in the ratings. Nikki Six never says thank you.
Not once.
He should, though. He should call me.
You want to screw him too? Why not? You're screwing everybody else in the building.
I do not.
I know you're screwing Billy the Kid.
I haven't screwed
You're screwing
anybody.
The McCray guy?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
I'm not.
You're doing that?
Nope.
You getting it from Don Davis?
Not getting it from anybody.
You getting you some Bigfoot dong?
No Bigfoot. Sorry.
Just finds me horrific. Oh, but, oh, Billy the Kid. Oh, my God. Or the McRae, Billy's producer. Oh, I can hear it in your pants.
I didn't even say that.
You don't have to.
Sounds like Wet and Wild.
When did I say you were?
I don't know. Anytime the is that Billy's producer?
Yeah, McRae.
McRae. Bring his, I can hear it right now. It's like the ocean. It's white noise. Put me to sleep. Stick my ear up to a big vaginal seashell.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
654, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Al McCoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Traffic blows everywhere. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Munger. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Riverfront Boulevard. In Richardson, northbound 75 just before Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lovers. Into Plano now, southbound on the tollway just before the bush. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Tennyson Parkway. In Louisville, northbound I-35, right at FM 1171 Main Street. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Fort Worth, let's go southbound 35W just before Highway 287. Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Alliance Gateway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by GEICO. A few clouds tonight, 43 for the low, partly cloudy and 68 tomorrow.
Is it GEICO or Yahoo Live?
Mine says GEICO.
Mine says Yahoo Live. Well, now it says GEICO. Well, which one is it, Chloe? It's GEICO. GEICO? All right, GEICO.
That's what I said.
Originally, it said Yahoo Live on my monitor.
I got it on my paper. It said GEICO.
My monitor wins.
That's true.
We're playing paper monitor scissors. You about out of bed.
59 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Did I get this bumper right? I produced it, but I forgot the name of the song. I produce the bumpers, I give them to Chloe, puts them in the system.
Right.
And I just said, out of break bumper, I forget. I think it's I just want to make love to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know who, I forget the band.
Foghat.
It is. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Good job, Kinsey.
Really?
Yeah.
Songs.
I like to label it, I forget.
I'm with you. I've done that so many times where it's just like I'll go through like a whole CD of music and be like, oh, yeah, oh, I want to use that. And then I've produced it and then I forgot who the artist was. I don't know what it's called. I just name it Rocks.
Happening tune.
Yeah.
Damn, it's karaoke. I can't forget what it is. Yes, like you're playing Rock and Roll Jeopardy by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I'm terrible at that game, so I just give up and just call it something else.
Normally I can remember. That one I just had to label, I forget.
This one here is the guitar song.
Close the one and went, I think it's this. Okay, go with that one.
Sure. Sounds catchy.
Okay. What do we got left?
A couple things. Thanksgiving is, of course, next week, and there's a survey, a few of them, about Thanksgiving. Help us get in the mood. For example, the number one thing that can ruin Thanksgiving is?
Family. I'm not kidding.
No.
There was a story that was out today that said most people would like their family to stay at a hotel instead of with them.
Yeah.
Over the holidays.
And most people said that they would prefer to stay at a hotel versus at the family house.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what the story was.
Either way, I think everyone would agree.
Nobody likes to stay with anybody. It's just... That odd feeling. I don't like sleeping in somebody else's bed. I'm okay with a hotel bed.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else's house, there's just something
You don't know what's gone on in that bed. At least mine, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I don't like mysteries.
Where do you work? Like, if you're in someone else's guest bedroom, so chances are nothing that bad has happened in there. Worst case is they probably made that bed the year before, and you're back to sleep in it a year later.
It's just like a public toilet. I don't like it. I don't like putting my ass in something that other people's asses have been on. Same thing with a bed.
Okay.
It could just be a phobia. I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, according to this, the number one thing that can ruin Thanksgiving is awkward conversations, which more than likely is going to happen with family.
I have eaten too much and my colostomy bag is full.
Oh, my God, it's leaking.
Oh, hell. It's like this every year at the Bo and Jim Thanksgiving feast.
Coming in second is a mediocre meal. And third, a host who doesn't put in much effort. Also,
well, that I suppose, unless you feel an obligation, most hosts put in an effort. If you want to host it, then you like serving people, you like cooking, whatever.
Right.
So most hosts are okay, unless you're just forced into it. All right, who's cooking this year? I'm not. Yeah, you haven't cooked in 9 years. It's your turn. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are we having? Cans.
look
of
yeah
cans. Think of it as mystery Thanksgiving.
Take all the labels off. Just a bunch of silver cans stacked up in the middle of the table.
Just shuffle it like dominoes.
Yeah. All right. This can's for you, Jimmy.
We will put all these hot chicks with these cans and briefcases. Howie Mandel will come over, and you will pick one.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cook, but I like to cook on my schedule. When I'm ready to eat, I'm ready to eat. When my mom used to do Thanksgiving, it was, okay, everything will be ready at 3. I'm hungry now, bitch. I want to eat at noon. Noon seems about right. Didn't have breakfast, saving up on the calories
so
I could eat. I'm ready to go 12 o'clock. Let's eat. Well, but, you know, the Cowboys. The Cowboys, I'm ready to eat now. If the Cowboys want me to eat and watch them, they start playing at noon, bitch. Am I right?
Yeah.
I had to wait until 3 o'clock.
I can't either.
That noise.
That doesn't make any sense to me. That seems to be how it normally happens. I like eating around, if given an option, eat around noon, like you said, because I can just have the Lions game on in the background. I don't care about that game.
But
I want full attention on the Cowboys game.
If you eat at noon.
That's what I'm saying.
You eat at noon.
Yep.
Wait. Then by the time you wake up.
Yes.
The Cowboys are on.
Yep.
And you can eat again.
You got it.
It's like having a bunch of days into one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. The turkey's not going to be done until 3. Well, then you know what? I'm going to Denny's. Off. I'm going to go eat at noon. I'm going to come back. I'm going to nap. I'm going to watch the Cowboy game.
Yeah, we actually had one of those Thanksgivings. It was the Boston Market Thanksgiving. My grandmother said, I'm not cooking. We're not cooking. I'm buying dinner. So we went to the store to pick everything up, threw it in the oven, and dinner.
Well, we will stop calling it Thanksgiving and just call it Lazy Bitch Day.
Actually, of the food, 44% of Thanksgiving dinners will be done potluck style, which is where everyone brings one dish.
I read a story about a month ago. I didn't do anything with it because it was a month ago about Thanksgiving of some new fad is layering the food in like one, not a bowl, but something like a, you know what I'm talking about? It's like on the bottom is the potatoes, and then the stuffing, and then something else, and the turkey on the top. It's like
a big rectangle dish, like a big glass dish.
Thanksgiving lasagna.
Right.
Where everything is just layered, and you cut it into slices and go, there, eat that.
Yeah. I think it's seven-layer Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But there was a priority level of the food.
Right.
That for whatever reason made sense. Maybe the meat went on top, so all the drippings.
The juices would come down.
I forget what goes on the bottom. I don't like bottoms.
It would make sense to put the potatoes down there because they're a little sturdier.
Or the bread. Maybe. Wait, is there bread at Thanksgiving?
Well, stuffing if you have it.
Yeah, rolls and Thanksgiving. You know when?
Yeah, there's bread there.
During this last break, Kinsey, Dr. Thornton left.
Right.
He goes, happy Thanksgiving, Kinsey. She goes, yeah, when is that? Is that on the Thursday this year? Oh, but this year it is.
It is. He wasn't lying to you, Kendi.
It's on every Thursday, isn't it?
Did you just say, isn't it?
Is it?
This year it's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Is it every Thursday, every all the time?
No, that would get old if we had 52 Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I'd be showing too much thanks.
Is it?
Stop with the thanks. We're full.
Is it? It's on Thursday every year.
Every year.
I know.
A leap year.
Leap year throws it out of whack.
Yeah.
Right.
On leap year.
I know.
It's on Tuesday night.
No.
Alfie?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He obviously had his mic off.
See what you did? You interrupted him listening to the show.
Oh my God.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Do them both.
Got it. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Six is up next. And for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.